news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate joins the House passing a war powers resolution.
On this motion, the yeas are 50, the nays are 48. The concurrent motion is agreed to.
Four Republicans joining every Democrat in voting for the resolution, urging the president to get congressional approval before any further military action against Iran. It is rejected by President Trump as poorly timed and meaningless.
The White House dismissed the Senate vote as non-binding, but it may put pressure on Mr. Trump to avoid a return to hostilities, something he has suggested might happen if the current negotiations with Iran falter.
BBC's David Willis. The Pentagon seeking $80 billion from Congress, mostly for the Iran war. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says, as far as he's concerned, that's a non-starter.
And the bottom line is that we shouldn't spend another dime of taxpayer dollars.
President Trump says the alternative to Operation Epic Fury would have been a nuclear-armed death to America regime in Iran. The president visits Capitol Hill today. He'll lunch with GOP senators. He's been pressing lawmakers to approve his voter integrity proof of citizenship bill, and that's just one part of the Trump agenda. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says that if we're going to win the midterm elections, we need to get on the same page. New York City's Democrat Socialist mayor won big in yesterday's primary elections. All three congressional candidates endorsed by Mayor Zohran Mamdani advanced. Also, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson is winner of South Carolina's GOP gubernatorial primary. November's midterms will determine control of both chambers of Congress and will see the election of dozens of governors and other state and local officials. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 85 points. More on these stories. Town Hall.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're traveling early south of Frederick this morning, there's a wreck on 270 southbound. It's between I-70 and Route 80 coming out of Urbana. So heads up for that. Not quite sure if any lanes are blocked at this point. Some of the equipment just arriving at the scene. We'll keep you posted on that. We're looking at you live with good conditions right now at both the harbor tunnels. The lanes open. Beltway looks good. Very quiet early on the JFX. You're clear from Ruxton Road into the Rabs downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Wednesday morning. For the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies, less humidity, and temps in the 80s. We'll be heating back up on Thursday and tracking our next weather maker come Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in White Marsh and 61 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Winners are being declared following Maryland's primary election. The primary votes will be certified on July 6th after all mail-in and provisional ballots have been counted. In the governor's race, the unofficial results show that incumbent Democrat Wes Moore will again face Republican Dan Cox in the general election. In 2022, Cox lost to Moore. Cox was running in a field that included Democrat-turned-Republican Ed Hale. In the attorney general's race, Democrat incumbent Anthony Brown and Republican James Rutledge were unopposed, as were Comptroller Brooke Learman and Republican opponent Sonia Dunn. Most of Maryland's congressional races have been called. In the first district, incumbent Republican Andy Harris will face a yet-to-be-announced Democrat in November. Second district Representative Johnny Olszewski wins his primary. A Republican opponent has not been determined. Third district Democrat Democratic incumbent Sarah Elforth wins and is expected to face Republican Bernie Flowers in November. And 4th District Democratic Congressman Glenn Ivey will face Republican George McDermott. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 209. The pick 4, 4002. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Customer Modeling is honoring the occasion with a roof-raising celebration you don't want to miss. Right now through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique, Peak's Forever Guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind, no ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomermodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Customer Modeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, last night in Anaheim, the Birds had no answers for Ryan Johnson.
He had stayed upstairs. You wonder if he's getting a little fatigued.
Struck him out. That's eighth strikeout for Ryan Johnson.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on ABTV. Ryan Johnson's third career start is his best, carrying a no-hitter into the sixth, striking out eight as the Angels down the Birds 5-1, preventing Baltimore from winning their fourth in a row. O's managed just three hits in all last night. After the game, the manager was asked why.
The split was really tough for our guys. Really tough to decipher if it was a fastball down or a split. And he did a good job with the cutter, too, and the sweeper. And he threw a ton of strikes. You know, we didn't have an answer for him.
Birds reached the halfway point of the season at 38-43. They're on pace for 76 wins this year, and that would be just one more than a year ago. The number one pick can change the trajectory of a franchise, can it not? And that is the hope now of the Washington Wizards.
With the first pick in the 2026 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Onyesa Dibansa Jr. from Brigham Young University.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver at the podium yesterday. 6'9", small forward A.J. Dibansa is a Wizard. The team's first overall pick since John Wall back in 2010. Recent past number one picks included San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama in 2023, who helped turn the Spurs into a Western Conference champ, and the Pistons' Cade Cunningham in 2021, turning Detroit from worst to first in the East. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Portuguese superstar makes a statement. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, June the 24th, 2026, the day after the big primary elections here in Maryland. Coming up in this hour, of course, we're going to be taking a look at a lot of the races. We'll focus on county executive. It's going to be Jones versus Dyer in Baltimore County. Bob Casley cruises in Harford County, and Nino Slate wins big in Baltimore County, projected to win big in these unofficial results. But the top story here today, we've been here, done this before, deja vu all over again. It's going to be Governor Wes Moore versus Republican Dan Cox for the governor's race this fall. Wow, what a night. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Maryland. Thank you to each and every one of you. What an honor to be once again nominated to do something that we know has to be done, to renew Maryland, to save our beautiful state. We are ready to bring a fresh start in leadership for all of Maryland, for a newness and renewal for our beautiful state and for all our people. Yeah, and again, mildly surprised that the margin of victory here looks like it's going to be around 9 or 10 points, depending upon mail-in ballots and so on and so forth. But I thought it'd be much closer than that, and it wasn't. And we'll tell you what that means here in just a second. But Cox says this victory for him and his ticket is a victory for Maryland.
This is a victory for Maryland.
Yes!
And we will win because Maryland is no longer asleep. We are all well aware of what Wes Moore has done and has not done for us all. Wes Moore now has a record, and it's harmful to every Marylander. Governor Moore has given us dozens of higher taxes, massive increases in property taxes and electric bills on his watch, outrageous higher car registration fees, a $4 billion structural deficit coming due next year, streets that are unsafe because he signs executive orders and bills preventing law enforcement from doing their jobs, a key bridge that does not exist nor is even under contract, apparently, after having him recently cancel the contract, even though there's billions in dedicated funding, and an arrogant, unaccountable state agencies that have misplaced hundreds of millions of dollars of your money, while Wes Moore, sadly, defunds the most vulnerable among us, our disabled community, while he rejects any oversight through independent inspector generals. These are reasonable common sense things that we will bring to this ticket into Maryland.
All right, so again, this is, of course, a rematch of 2022. Things are different, though. Then you had the first black governor being run. Everybody caught up in the excitement. You had the Republican Party, which was horrifically split. You had the lockdown Larry making pejorative statements about Dan Cox. And things are different. Wes Moore has a record, a bad one, this time around. And the big question is, will the party now unite behind Dan Cox going into the fall? Well, the entire Republican Party, you're going to need everybody, and you're going to need the independents, your unaffiliateds, and some crossover Democrats in order to pull off a big upset, because you look at the vote totals right now. 360,000 people voted for Wes Moore. That was more than the entire Republican primary yesterday. So got some heavy lifting to do. And coming up, I'll tell you why I think Dan Cox won and Ed Hale lost in just a moment. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning. Welcome back.
And thank you. Good morning. And we're in good shape still here at both the Harvard Tunnels. I always like to check that early just to make sure we're okay. We're doing fine. Most of the traffic southbound on 95 and 895. City Fire went out about 20 minutes ago. They had a vehicle fire kind of northeast of downtown at Asquith Street and Biddle Street. So local traffic there. Watch for that. And again, there is a wreck coming south out of Frederick this morning on 270 southbound. It's after I-70 and down before you get to the ramp at Route 80 just outside of Urbana, and according to the data, we're getting some brake lights there on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday, partly cloudy, much cooler today, highs in the low 80s. Tomorrow we heat back up Highs in the mid to upper 80s with the next chance for showers or storms coming this coming Friday. And right now, it's a nice start to the morning. 59 and sunny in Owings Mills. A rather cool and sunny 65 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Harry Kane is the captain of the England's World Cup team. He now wants to become a place kicker in the NFL.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, Kane is close friends with Patriots legend Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. So someone should check the air pressure in the balls before they before the next match. Just saying.
Kick a flat ball.
That's right. Australian man named Lord Joseph McGraw Baitup has entered the Guinness Book of World Records, the world's loudest person, after yelling at a world record 122.4 decibels.
Wow.
It's almost as much as the baby sitting behind me on my last flight. I think somebody should have measured that one.
That's downright dangerous.
Europe is in the midst of a heat wave. Temperatures hitting the 100-degree mark all across Europe. In the UK, you can fry an egg on the sidewalk, which is better than most English food.
For real.
And the French are too hot to be rude to tourists, so that's might be some good news there.
Very.
Yeah, exactly. Department of Homeland Security has cut some slack to the Iranian World Cup football or soccer team. They'll allow them to fly into Seattle 2 days prior to their match instead of the usual 24 hours. President Trump says they should fly through the pass through the Strait of Puget Sound and then pay a toll. So-called Frankenstein rabbits with tentacles growing out of the backs of their heads are invading several states in the United States. I don't know where they're coming from. But
that's
if it were
wild
me,
hair.
Exactly. If it were me, I'd put them at the reflecting pool. Nobody will go near it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, how about it? According to data maintained by Social Security Administration, in 2025, the baby name Donald hit its lowest point of popularity in U.S. history. To be fair, the name Brock is doing much worse. So, but Elon Musk plans to reverse the trend. He's going to name his next 17 children after Donald Trump. That should fix the other problem.
Like George Foreman.
Yeah, all the Georges.
What was the other one? Nick Cannon, I think, was the other one. Was a good one there. Road trip. Summer's the ideal season for road trips. Schools are on break. The weather's warm. No shortage of places to explore. What do you think the number one state is for a road trip?
Got to be Florida.
That's what I thought. But Florida's hot in the summer. So Florida,
yeah, true.
But Florida did finish number five, to be fair.
What?
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah, top five, Minnesota, Utah, Louisiana, New York, and Florida. The bottom five or six include, hang on a second, lost my page. There it is. Rhode Island, Delaware, Connecticut, California, Maryland. Maryland.
I knew it.
Another mark against Governor Wes Moore. How about that?
A friend of mine was up in Minnesota this past weekend, walked across the Mississippi River.
Is that right?
And, you know, because up there, it's only about 5 yards wide.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
And he walked across it.
All right. He can see now he walked across the Mississippi River.
Something you can't do in New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly. America's fattest new town has been named, believe it or not.
Because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Shimmy. Really, really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. You know I'm really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat.
Where do you think it is? Fattest town in America.
Outside of Buffet City.
you would know.
Where
That's
is
why I threw it in there before you did.
I'm trying to think of where the best food is.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Is that the fattest town in America?
Yeah. Burgers the size of your head. Apparently, gym memberships are an all-time low. Custom mobility scooters carry up to 800 pounds. And apparently, Ozempic just doesn't work in Little Rock, Arkansas. This is from the Daily Mail. On a recent trip to Little Rock, they said the line at Chick-fil-A was 40 to 50 cars deep. Spills out around the restaurant, out into the main road. Also, according to McDonald's, Wendy's, and Popeyes, also very crowded, especially around lunchtime. So this is the home of Bill Clinton. Yeah, remember, he was Hope, Arkansas, but Little Rock, he was governor of Arkansas. Of course, he was known for his appetite in a number of areas.
Yes.
Yeah, so to speak. Exactly. So that was, again, a little more for you here this morning. All right, Chuck, glad you're feeling better. So welcome back to the show. Yeah, and we're back at it here again this morning. All right, thanks.
Indeed.
Indeed. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. All right. It is coming up on 620, 20 minutes after the hour. If you're not ready for the 4th of July in your backyard, head to Town Appliance and Owings Mills right now. Be the best outdoor griller with the top brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard oasis. Town Appliance really has over 70 different brands, and both mayors will help you find the perfect fit for your grilling needs while keeping you on or under budget. So take advantage of their flexible financing options as well. Their amazing 4th of July event is going on right now. Town Appliance for your amazing summer grills right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs or at townappliance.com.
Amazon Business. With Amazon Business, buying innovative AI tools optimize your purchasing experience paired with delivery options built for business. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Get your reaction to the election results yesterday. Dan Cox versus Wes Moore 2.0 this coming fall. You look at the Democrat primary voters. Well, Wes Moore smoked his competition. I think he got 88% of the vote or something like that. But 360,000 Democrat primary voters showed up yesterday on a rainy day compared to about 170,000. So it's a 200,000 vote advantage. And it was rainy. It was. I tell you right now, in my precinct yesterday, I voted Franklin Senior High School. They have two precincts there in one venue. There were two voters. I voted around 12:30 yesterday afternoon. Two voters. It was, and I talked to the election judges and some of the people working the polls. They said it was very, very slow yesterday. So you had low turnout. Republicans are just not juiced about their choices, apparently. And I do think a couple of things here. Dan Cox has got certainly the name recognition. I think some of the things that hurt Ed Hale, was the last-minute switch from being a Democrat to a Republican. I think that, that some of the things he said that he would not support a Republican, no matter who won. He was a little bit, shaky on the illegal immigration issue, which turned a lot of people off. But I do think what this tells us is that this part of the Republican base is still very conservative, still MAGA influenced, and that's why they chose Dan Cox, because they thought he again was he's the real deal, he's the real McCoy. He is an authentic conservative, and Ed, I think, tried to explain that on many occasions, but just wasn't adequately doing enough to get him to push him over the top.
I think low turnout was an issue. I saw that the same at my precinct, and I was at a lot of the precincts in Carroll and Frederick yesterday throughout the day, and they looked like nothing was going on. There was no election workers, and there were no voters. I mean, there was no outside volunteers campaigning for anybody. So I don't know. I will say this is sort of a surprise because I thought Dan Cox did a great job 4 years ago. I didn't see a lot of campaigning on his part this year, and I hardly saw any signs for him. I saw no Cox signs until yesterday, and I am usually in pretty red areas, so it just didn't seem like, as far as the ground game, I didn't see a lot, but I did see Hale signs everywhere. So it's sort of a surprise. So I don't know if, like you said, none of the candidates garnered a huge amount of energy, but maybe, Ed Hale also has a lot of name recognition, too. Now, different areas and for different reasons, but he was very strong in Western Maryland, right, and the Eastern Shore, so maybe he sort of built that trust 4 years ago. And look, I think a lot of people just don't pay attention at all, so they go with the name they recognize. I mean, people vote for all kinds of reasons, so it's sort of hard to tell, what decided this.
Yeah, well, we'll get to throw it out there and for our listeners and see, who they voted for and why they think Dan Cox won and Ed Hale lost. I don't think John Mark is a nice guy, good conservative, but I don't think he was ever really truly in the hunt. This was a two-man race all the way. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Now we're getting some brake lights now, a little heavier along 895 southbound and right around the bridge here at Eastern Avenue. So from there, back to about Erdman Avenue. It's moving, but it's bunching up right there between the Eastern Avenue Bridge and O'Donnell Street. And then looking at the camera just to make sure we're actually going into the tunnel, and we are. So it's just heavy traffic. Everybody's bunching up early. 95 is still clear at the top of the hill at the O'Donnell Street ramp. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. The update on the wreck coming out of Frederick, now on the shoulder on I-270 southbound before you get down to Route 80. So that pace is improving. You might see a minor wreck on the shoulder, Prince George's County, southbound 95, right before you get to the ramp to head on to the Capitol Beltway. But I looked at the camera, Cherry Hill Road, and the pace is still good through there on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, cooler today in the 80s. Right now, sunny, 62 in the city, 61 in Parkville. We're talking about the primary election results. It is going to be Dan Cox versus Wes Moore for governor in this fall of 2026. As Dan easily winning over Ed Hill by a projected approximately 10 points yesterday. And the rest of the candidates all in single digits. And that is something that... again, we'll see. So questions remain. Can the party unite behind Dan Cox? Can Dan Cox unite the party? Can he effectively draw the difference between Wes Moore and the first time out in 2022 and this time? Because let's face it, he has got an abysmal record behind him now, and that's what he needs to exploit. In fact, Dan, I think, has several times now said this was going to be a common sense conservatism campaign.
In Maryland, that is too expensive, too dangerous, and too unaccountable to the taxpayer. It's time for common sense governance and to restore and renew our beautiful state, and I'm humbled and honored to accept your nomination to be the next governor of our beautiful state of Maryland.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I'll be honest, I think this was his own. I think Patience Faith, his daughter, ran his campaign again, as she did in 2022. And so Ed Hale had a little bit of, shuffling of his campaign consultants in the beginning, and I think that may have hurt him a little bit. I just think that Myrick just he worked hard in retail politics, but not a lot of name recognition here. So voters go with what they know, and even though Dan Cox lost by 32 points, they know him. And they know, and maybe Republicans are going to be different this time around. I don't know, but that remains to be seen.
Well, so it's interesting. So a couple observations. So one thing, because there was low turnout, maybe the rain scared some people away who don't really care anyway, and that kind of made them leave. And maybe nobody was super energized, because again, like I said, all the polls were pretty sleepy. And I do think that then when you have that kind of case, only the hardcore real political conservatives will turn out. So clearly they still went through Dan, but that's not the whole party. So again, I don't know, did other Republicans not vote because they just didn't like anybody, or they just didn't care, or I don't know.
I think that's on the candidate. I mean, the candidate, knowing that you've got to excite people, you've got to energize people, you've got to give people a reason to come out to the polls, and that didn't happen.
I think it's on both. I agree with that. But voters also were always complaining about taxes and fees. Well, this is your chance to speak. This is one of your few chances to speak, especially in Maryland. We need everybody's vote. Another observation that I thought was interesting was, I mean, it made sense if you look at the county breakdown of what they won. Of course, both of them won handily in their home county, so that's expected. Dan did well in Western Maryland, Eastern Shore, so maybe he had that built in from 4 years ago. I am surprised that Montgomery County and PG County went for Dan. Like, he almost doubled Ed Hale, and you would think that would tend to be more moderate Republicans in those counties, so I did sort of expect those to go to Hale. So,
but again, you said it earlier. The people that turn out in primaries are hardcore Republican voters. They're conservative. They're base voters. Those are primary voters. The more center, moderate Republicans, they don't come out in primaries. In fact, Republicans don't come out at all, pretty much, unless Trump's on the ticket. So,
another thing that you had touched on earlier this week was, we had 9 candidates on the ballot, yep. And some people don't know, and they're never going to win. But sometimes they siphon off enough votes. Now, you don't know for sure whoever voted for those guys, would they have voted for one of the main candidates, or would they have just not voted at all? But, when it adds up to 30,000 extra votes that didn't go to somebody, you don't know.
That's the difference.
You know, would they have still gone to Dan? Would they have still gone to Hale? Would they have gone to Myrick? And you also touched on Myrick. I mean, you think, well, Dan didn't do, you know, I'm saying Dan didn't do a lot. You said Hale didn't do a lot. Myrick, then, by that definition, did the most. He got in the race first. He ran the longest. He went to every Republican event that I could tell all over the state, marched in every parade, did every interview that he was asked to do. But that clearly doesn't move the needle.
Well, you're right. I think a couple things. There's name recognition. There's who Republican voters think has the best shot to beat Wes Moore this fall, and again, who has got the chance to raise money to do that, and there are some serious questions all across the board on that. But look, congratulations to Dan Cox. He is the winner, and he will face off against Wes Moore coming this fall. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Nina Mangione. Had a very good night last night in Baltimore County. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A number of congressional races have been called following Maryland's primary election. On the 5th District, Adrian Boigo wins the Democratic nomination to replace Steny Hoyer and will face Republican Chris Chaffee in November. 6th District Democrat April McLean Delaney is declared the winner over former Representative David Trone. Robin Ficker appears to be the Republican nominee. Kwesi Enfume wins the 7th District Democratic nomination over Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway, and Democratic incumbent Jamie Raskin wins the 8th District. And projected winners have been announced in the Baltimore metro area county executive races. In Howard County, Vanessa Atterbury wins the Democratic nomination, and since there were no Republicans on the ballot, the race has been decided. In Anne Arundel County, Allison Picard leads the Democratic primary for county executive over James Kitchen, who has not conceded the race. The winner will face Republican Dave Crawford in November. Incumbent Bob Cassily wins Republican nomination for Harford County executive and will face either Democrat Barbara Creamer of Matthew Brown in the general election. In Baltimore County, Councilman Julian Jones was holding a lead over fellow Councilman Izzy Batoka. Patrick Dyer wins the Republican contest. And mail-in and provisional ballots have yet to be counted, but as of Tuesday night, Sarah David held a lead over current Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger and Lauren Lipscomb. There are no Republican candidates in the running, so the winner of the Democratic primary is expected to be the county's next state's attorney. Schellenberger was elected as state's attorney in 2006 and took office in January of 2007. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop around Good Luck Road. That's before you get to the VW Parkway. It's taking away two of the right-hand lanes. So very quickly coming up from Central Avenue at 214, trying to get up to the parkway and eventually over towards I-95 right now. You're going to have to be in the center and the left-hand lane. The inner loop is kind of looking at it, so be prepared for that. Never did find anything on that wreck that was reported southbound on I-95 at the Capitol Beltway. If it's there, it was on the shoulder. We're beginning to fill in just a bit on the Beltway. We have brake lights now. We're getting busy on 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, and some brake lights around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Wednesday morning. For the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies, less humidity, and temps in the 80s. We'll be heating back up on Thursday and tracking our next weather maker come Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, stop me if you've heard this one before. The Birds' three-game winning streak is over.
Shawell, the fly ball, right center field, hit pretty well. Tavares back, so is Kowser near the wall, and it's gone! It hit that LED board in right center. Shawell powers it out. The Angels have a 2-0 lead.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on ABTV. First baseman Nolan Schenoweil with his sixth of the year. Off Shane Baz in the first, and that's all the Angels needed last night. 5-1 over Baltimore. It's the sixth straight time this year the Birds have been denied their fourth win in a row. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if he could put his finger on why that is.
Our guys have the same energy, the same work, prep, everything going into the game. It's just get over that hump, you know, and obviously offensively we couldn't do anything tonight, so that didn't.
Leader Yuri Tavares had the team's lone run batted in as Baltimore hits the season's halfway point at just 38-43. They're in fourth place, 10.5 back in the East, two games out of the third wild card spot. O's injury updates. Jackson Holliday did pregame work yesterday but missed his third straight with a groin. Adley Rutschman in concussion protocol. Today is day 6 of 7. The club's still monitoring it, so that doesn't appear promising. And for the first time since he underwent shoulder surgery back in August, Felix Bautista scheduled for a bullpen session yesterday. More on the newest wizard, A.J. DeBonta, picked number one last night by Washington in the NBA draft, a 6'9 small forward born in Boston, Massachusetts, of Congolese and Jamaican descent. Led the nation in scoring at 25.5 points per game last year. Consensus first team All-American, took home the Julius Erving Award given to the nation's top small forward, was the Big 12 Freshman of the Year, and he is the NIL record holder, commanding a massive $4.2 million NIL valuation, the highest in men's college basketball from a year ago. World Cup action yesterday in Houston, a Portuguese superstar back in the swing of things.
Off goes Cancelo, delivering the cross! Ronaldo!
Indeed it was. Cristiano Ronaldo. The call was on Fox Sports. Just 5:50 into the game, scoring in his record sixth World Cup. He'd score another one in the first half, and Dos Salcio buries Uzbekistan 5-0 was the final. And finally, really interesting interview on the Ravens podcast called The Lounge with rookie receiver Elijah Surratt, who grew up in Northern Virginia but transferred to St. Francis in Baltimore for his senior season to play football.
Like, I was the best player around where I was, and I wasn't really getting the recognition or the love that I feel like I deserve. So I was like, why not go to the best, if not one of the best teams in the nation on the highest platform of high school football and be able to showcase my skills, man. It
was Surratt and Jacoby Lane, the two newest Ravens receivers in 2026. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Birds at the halfway point.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
So here we are, another mile marker on the Orioles season, baseball season. We're at 81 games halfway through. Birds are 38 wins in their first 81 games, which makes that to a pace of 76, one better than last year.
Yeah.
Even though they have Pete Alonso, even though they have Taylor Ward, even though they bolstered the pitching staff, etc. I did a little research here, Sean. Payroll. The difference in payroll between
From last year to this year.
Mm-hmm. Last year, 2025, the Orioles were 21st in the league, $158 million. This year, they just moved some numbers around. They're at $167 million.
Right.
It's only a $9 million increase. It's not like the bonanza that the ownership said, funds are unlimited, you know, and this and that and the other thing. So here we are.
Well, I mean,
hamster on the wheel.
So do we know, is the owner willing to commit to more spending, or they just couldn't get the right people, or is this on Mike Elias?
I mean,
Mike Elias, his answer was because they didn't get an ace, a frontline starter, that the offense was going to outscore most of the other teams. And that's happened on occasion, but not enough to where it made a difference.
Well, the reports were that they would try to get the ace. They were in on Framber Valdez. They lost him. They were in on Ranger Suarez. They lost him. Didn't seem like they weren't willing to commit the money. It just seemed like players, you know, there are 30 teams in the league. There, right. Players have options. Maybe they didn't want to come to Baltimore. You know, who
did
knows?
These other teams offer significantly more attractive compensation packages?
Well, I think they did offer a more attractive compensation package. I don't know that it was significant, but it was more. And, you know.
But also, you now have to remember that, and this is not something you should dismiss out of hand. Players are going to go to places or states where the taxes are more friendly to their compensation packages. Maryland is not one of them.
Right. Well, we lost one to Texas,
right,
and that's a non-state tax state. So, yeah, that's very, very possible. But for whatever reason it is, here we are. We're one game ahead of last year's pace. And really, the next question, the biggest question now facing the Orioles, assuming they stay in contention for the wild card in July, is are they going to be buyers
or sellers? Yeah, it's a good one.
Come the trade deadline.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking about the election results from the 2026 primary. Extremely low turnout in that election. Rain was a factor, I think, not a lot. But I'll tell you who did well is Councilman Nino Mangione's slate really shined right across the board. You had Nino winning handily with 75% of the vote for his new district, or newly redrawn District 5 seat. He'll have to face off against Sean McIntosh, the Democrat, in the fall. Pat Dyer wins over Kim Stansbury in the Republican Baltimore County executive race easily with over 60% of the vote. Kevin Ford in the Senate District 42, he defeats Maryland GOP establishment candidate Adam Wood. The Hale ticket mate, Matt Fox, both went down to Kevin Ford yesterday. Jeff McDonald, who sits in here from occasion on 42B, he wins 67% of the vote, but only 1,200 votes total in that race. So very light turnout there. So congratulations to Nino and to Pat, to Kevin and Jeff, and Chuck Murphy as well. Tightest race of them all with 35% of the vote. He won by 56 votes, projected to have won. We still have mail-in ballots and so on and so forth, so that one might be still a little too close for comfort. But Christopher West, sycophant Alex Harlan, finished third in that race. So a great night had by all, including so congratulations to Nino and his team. Bob is in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, John. I just want to comment. First of all, I am a registered Democrat.
Okay.
And I always have been. The only thing is, I haven't voted for Democrats for the past 26 years. They don't have anything that I want. I think the big problem with Cox winning is that back in 2022, he received Donald Trump's endorsement. And in Texas or any other red state, that would be gold. In Maryland, the blue state of Maryland, it's a poison pill. And it's not going to just be the Republicans that are going to push him through. You have to have the Democrats, too.
Well, I think liberal Democrats that are voting for Westmore, there's no chance they're going to vote for Dan Cox. You got to get the crossover Democrats. These are the old blue dog Reagan Democrats and people like yourself, and maybe some more of the moderate Democrats. I think you're right in this case. I don't think Trump's going to endorse in this race this fall. I think that look, Westmore's got a significant record to run on now, and it's not a good one. And the other is that when you look at it, I think that Dan Cox is a different candidate this time around. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think it's a legitimate concern that you raised, Bob. Thanks so much for the call.
I will vote for him. I voted for him in 2022.
Yeah.
But I'm just hoping that enough of the old line Democrats will come out and vote for him.
Especially the ones that have had enough with the tax increases and the vehicle increases and the registration and the embellishment and so on and so forth. So, Bob, thanks for the call. We got to run. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some good news for you on the Capitol Beltway. They just now, in the last minute, cleared all the traffic lanes and pushed this accident scene off to the right. Outer loop at Good Luck Road as you're working your way up towards the Capitol Beltway and the VW Parkway. It doesn't mean the backup is going to go completely away because the visual delay is still here. But right now we're getting 1, 2, 3, we're getting 4 lanes by at the accident scene
at Good Luck Road on the outer loop. But that's still a pretty good-sized backup coming up from 214. If heading around the inner loop to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, that morning backup is there from Indian Head Highway out to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And again, that's just the normal delay at that point. We picked up a little more traffic now in and around the Beltway. Nothing major, both the tunnels filling in quickly there. Last check about 10 minutes ago. We're doing fine coming across the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Everybody's still clear at the Severn River Bridge and Ritchie Highway. We should begin probably in about 20 minutes or so, start to see a little bit of that delay southbound I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, cooler, highs in the 80s today. And we start heating back up a little bit later on Thursday and into Friday, where there's some significant chance of some shower activity. Right now, sunny, 62 in Glen Burnie and 62 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name Butterball Johnson.
Now you can either come to the table and eat, or you can lie there and feed off your own fat.
That's nice. You might be able to survive for quite a while.
Oh, burn!
As long as you had some water. No. I mean, for that person that, you know, that is feeding off their own fat.
Oh, I see.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly.
Fat bastard.
Krispy Kreme has launched its 2026 4th of July themed donuts. The new USA donut. A shell donut filled with cookies and cream dipped in red icing, patriotic stars, topped with a USA sugar piece. The new firework donut.
Whoa.
Original glazed donut dipped in blue vanilla flavored icing with gold glitter. Freedom ring donut.
Where are you going to put that?
Chuck likes those during ring toss.
Oh!
I like making the holes in those.
Time to make the donuts.
Yes, it is, Mr. Casey.
Chocolate ice with patriotic sprinkles as well. And again, they are now going to be available from July 2nd through July 5th at your participating Krispy Kreme. Subway is partnering with the upcoming Moana live-action film. So if your grandchild is a Moana fan, they have the Moana movie deal. You can upgrade to any combo meal for a buck more to get one of five collectible Moana cups.
Hmm.
It's a Disney thing.
It?
Moana?
Yeah.
That's at Subway.
Oh.
Okay. So, is your granddaughter into any of those Disney movies?
Moana, yeah, but she doesn't care much for Subway.
Okay. All right. She's got discriminating taste.
Yes, she does.
The slush drink brand Icy is launching a new Minions-inspired limited edition Banana Blast Icy flavor at several theater chains, including Regal Cinemas, Marcus Theaters, and others nationwide. It's time for the new launch, which is July 1st, the Minions and Monsters. That's the new film from Minions and Monsters. Try the new monstrous flavors, and that's one of them, Banana Blast. You know, so I remember the banana fudgesicles when I was young, going to the beach and stuff. They were good.
Good.
Yeah, they were very good. Very refreshing.
I love that.
Yeah, good stuff. But
wish I had one now.
All right, well, you're apparently on a diet, I understand.
We're on a seafood diet.
That's right.
Seafood, we eat it.
That's it. And it's the sun is up, so eat away, as they say.
Eat away.
Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Let's go to Steve in Reisterstown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, just wanted to tell you why I didn't vote last night. It was better to have a nice dinner out on the deck. The plan for the politicians is for the politicians. There's nobody out there that's going to fight and come up with the correct plan to take care of the taxpaying citizens.
So what are you complaining about then? Why are you calling in complaining if you couldn't bring yourself to vote?
Because you can't stop free, Sean. I've given up. It's not. And if you think the vote in Maryland is going to make a difference with the biggest free state, the third freest state in the country, you got another thing coming. And a politician's not going to change that, so why vote for him? It's like hiring a bad contractor. You're going to keep doing insanity?
You're just running up. Here's Stephen Reisterstown running up the white flag, just waving the white flag and say, I give up.
No. Hey, you know me. I am.
That's why I'm surprised. You're a fighter.
What I'm telling you is, if somebody came up with a plan to beat down these tax-grabbing mongrels, There's no plan. You know, you can talk about, and Nino's a great guy, but what's the plan? Oh, we're gonna stop paying tax. It's like a tea party. Where's the tea party? Where is it where you throw the tea overboard, you don't pay your taxes?
I think the plan, the first part of the plan is we've got to wrest control of the Republican Party away from these center-left, moderate establishment types that vote with the Democrats. That's part A of the plan, and that's what Nino tried to do in Baltimore County. We'll see if he's successful come this fall. The other part of it is you got to reach the voter. You got to get some excitement here among the electorate, and you yourself are proof positive that you just have so many doubts about, you know, the direction of these politicians. And I get it. I understand you've been burned so many times, but you just can't give up. You give up, then you're next thing you know, we're going to be like New York, where the Democrat socialists are rising, and then we're really going to be in trouble.
Well, I'm just saying that when the politician comes up with a plan, and the only way I see it, in my view, is to starve the government of their tax money. That's the last, and nobody ever, they want to vote for it, but you got to come up with a plan, and I'm not going to say it on the radio, but you got to come up with a plan that's legal and that you starve the government of their tax money, and you starve them out.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
You can hear me. All just get arrested for stop paying our taxes.
Yeah.
Then we'll win. Well, I hope we don't hear Steve complain at any time in the next 4 years about what's going on.
Yeah, it's, you know, look, he's just, I think, symbolic of so many people, and there's a reason why the turnout is so low. But, I mean, we can blame the weather, but you can blame some of the candidates. They weren't all that exciting.
But there were plans, and I'm sorry, but you got to make a little bit of effort, too, to, you know, local candidates aren't covered. We do as well as we can here. The TV stations don't want to cover the Republicans as well. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but you got to do a little bit of research. I can't believe how many calls I got just yesterday saying, who should I vote for? Like, someone just woke up. Look, I'm sorry. I appreciate people wanting my opinion, and I'm honored by that. But you got to start sooner. And I have to do research. I don't know either. I listen to the interviews that you do here that I book, but I also go to everybody's website. I watch and listen to any other interview they do. I look at how they voted. You know, any kind of whatever track record they have online, you got to do research. And there are plans, and there were very good candidates that have great executive track records. So there were plans,
but now it's time. You have no choice. The time is, if you are tired of Westmore and his obviously abysmal record on tax increases and so on and so forth and driving this state into the ground, it is Dan Cox for 2026. Contractors, you're trying to keep a kitchen or remodel project moving, timing matters. That's why I want you to get to know my good buddy Mike and his team over at Elegant Kitchen and Design on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. They help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets and countertops, and they may do that without making the process more complicated than it needs to be. So whether you need cabinets, granite, quartz, quartzite, whatever, they're there to help keep your job moving on time, on budget. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom on Joppa Road or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. Tell them I sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
653 traffic and weather on the threes. It is time once again for the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a broken down vehicle on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. It's a white vehicle in the left-hand lane. Nobody behind it at this point. So That's a bad spot, and it's right there. There's not a lot of room to move around. So you can get by to the left, you can get by to the right, but there's nobody there right now. Outer Loop south of Liberty Road and before the bridge at Windsor Mill. We now have a wreck on 895 northbound, just coming off the Steel Bridge, coming up from Poteet Street to the Toll Plaza. Only the right lane is getting by. Three of the vehicles are against the wall. There's another vehicle just south of that as you're going just to the right side there. Okay, just moved over to the right side. So it's northbound on 895 before you get to the plaza. Single lane to the right getting through there. Cecil County heads up. Haven't seen it yet. Report of a vehicle fire on I-95 southbound at Route 222. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, cooler, low 80s today, and the heat starts back in the area tomorrow, mid to upper 80s. Right now, sunny 63 in Dundalk, 63 in Millersville. As to the county executive races, again, as we mentioned earlier, Pat Dyer on the Republican side defeats Kimberly Stansbury fairly easily. And on the Democrat side of the aisle in Baltimore County, Julian Jones with 41% of the vote. Again, a fairly easy victory over Izzy Patoka. Nick Stewart, who campaigned well, but again, didn't have the money, didn't have the backing. Julian Jones got a ton of money in his campaign. So he wins. It's going to be Julian Jones versus Pat Dyer. Pretty stark difference between the two there in the fall. Over in Anne Arundel County, Allison Pickard easily over James Kitchen, projected to win that race by about 13, 14 points or so. Bob Castley cruises to a win over Pat Vincenti in Hartford County, 60-35%. In Howard County, where shamelessly the Republicans had no competition, no candidate, Vanessa Atterbury, the Democrat, easily wins there with 57% of the vote. The one race that obviously is very disturbing is the county state's attorney. Scott Schellenberger goes down in defeat to the Soros-funded Sarah David, 52, almost 53% to 27, wasn't even close. Now, you do have the third-party candidate there. I don't think Schellenberger ran a great campaign, number one. You had Soros money, outside money influencing David. You had low turnout yesterday, and you had this third-party, third person in there, Lauren Limbs, which siphoned off some of the vote as well. And this is common in the primary system where we see multiple candidates end up getting in. And sometimes you wonder if they're stalking horses for other people.
And we know the Democrats especially employ that strategy. If you want to get an incumbent out, sometimes you got to get a couple people in there and split the vote. So that is a shame because that was a Democrat that I think was pretty decent for Maryland.
Yeah, and she is going to be, again, like a Marilyn Mosby type, again, a progressive. She's, again, propped up by Soros money. And again, maybe I'm not saying she's an avowed Democrat socialist, but it looks like those are her political leanings. So it's not going to fare well for Baltimore County now, which is already grappling with major crime issues to speak of. And now we have of course, she's got to run against in the fall. But we'll have to wait and see what happens.
And back to as far as the statewide races, you know, it is so difficult when you think about it for a Republican to win statewide because first you have to win the primary. And the primary electorate, as we were just saying, is very conservative. And they'll be the hardcore ones, I guess, that will turn out even in low turnout election years. And they have their purity test, and we want to know, you know, where are you on all the social issues as well as the financial issues. We're MAGA, and we want to hear an alliance to Trump. And, you know, I think that was why Dan Cox did so well 4 years ago, and maybe why he did again. At the same time, you do have to have a strategy in mind where then you have to win the general, and then you've got to pivot and win over enough moderate Democrats, if that still exists, and independents and others. So it is hard. I don't know. You know. So first of all, okay, you can say Dan won handily, but how is he going to win the general? And I think Hale is more conservative, but he was concerned about being Dan Coxed in a general. And it's very hard. But then Republicans were naturally suspicious of him because they thought, well, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing and he's hiding. But when you think about it, it's very hard. So you can either win the primary handily or you can win the general handily. But how do you win? It's a very weird state for a Republican it is. Strategically.
And I think I get a sense that Dan Cox has started his pivot already. We'll play some examples of that coming up at the top of the hour. But now comes the time, because Ed Hale said he would not support the other Republican nominee. Well, I mean, it would be nice if Ed really cares about the state, and I believe he does, that if he would throw his support to Dan Cox and maybe help raise some money for Dan Cox, because Ed's got, you know, he can shake the money trees here in the state, and he's going to need that. And as well with Myrick and the rest of the Republicans. Look, it is time for the Republicans. If you really care about this state, if you want to stop seeing it run to the ground by Wes Moore, now's not the time to take your toys out of the sandbox and go home. Now's the time to unite behind Dan Cox, whether you think he's worthy or not. This is the only option we have. And going forward, this is what happens to the Maryland Republican Party. They shoot themselves in the foot constantly. It's a circular firing squad. All right, we'll get your thoughts on that other side, Kristen, and some more examples of where Dan Cox might be able to pivot and start right away. It's 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBM Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. New York City's Democrat Socialist mayor was not on the ballot in yesterday's primaries, but three congressional candidates endorsed by Zohran Mamdani were, and all three of them won. Elsewhere, Trump-backed State Attorney General Alan Wilson wins South Carolina's Republican primary for governor. This is going to happen, the words of the head of the UN's nuclear agency, who says his inspectors will visit what's left of Iran's nuclear enrichment sites. President Trump says when it comes to Iran's claims that no inspections have been agreed to.
They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down 100%. Inspections.
Following the lead of the House, the Senate has passed a war powers resolution demanding President Trump get congressional approval before any additional military action against Iran. The president dismisses that non-binding resolution as meaningless and poorly timed. Four Republicans joining every Democrat in voting yes on that resolution. Today marks the fourth anniversary of the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. Marjorie Dannenfelser of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says that now her group's attention turns to abortion pills.
We have women who are receiving these drugs because of a Biden COVID hangover. The rules were dropped around the distribution of these drugs. There's no in-person visit to anybody associated with her health. She just gets it in the mail, or her boyfriend, her ex-husband, the guys at the fraternity, someone has those drugs and she gets them, and it's leading to disasters all over the country.
Dannenfelser speaking with the Salem Radio Network. A federal judge in San Francisco is barring the feds from making immigration arrests at U.S. courthouses. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 49 points. NASDAQ futures up 145. Townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
They're holding traffic on 895 northbound right now. They're trying to get this last vehicle out of the roadway. The accident was northbound at the K-Trust Bridge. That's the steel bridge before you get to the toll plaza northbound. So right now there's no traffic moving on 895. They're holding everybody there till the wrecker can get this last vehicle or so off to the right side. So we'll come back and revisit that. You're backed up back to the spur at I-97 coming up on the northbound side of 895. The outer loop broken down vehicle south of Liberty Road was helped by the state highway truck. Good job there. Got the vehicle started, moved them out, and we're on the move there once again with all the lanes open. Vehicle fire in Cecil County. Fire is out. Was a pickup truck on the right shoulder southbound on I-95 at Route 222. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Wednesday morning. For the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies, less humidity, and temps in the 80s. We'll be heating back up on Thursday and tracking our next weather maker come Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
61 degrees in Abingdon and 60 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that incumbent Bob Cassily has won the Republican nomination for Harford County Executive and will face off with Democrat Barbara Kramer or Matthew Brown in November. Cassily beat Republican Patrick Vincente to win the nomination in Tuesday's primary election. Cassily has served as county executive since December 2022. On June 10, 2026, Harford County became the first county in Maryland to put a ban on data centers, with Cassily signing it into law after a unanimous vote by county council members. And Jeff Gaylor has won the Republican nomination for Harford County Sheriff and will face off with Terrence Rogers in November. Gaylor is running for re-election to a fourth term, first elected in 2014, and has served as Harford County Sheriff for more than a decade. And Pat Dyer has won the Republican nomination for Baltimore County Executive and will face off with the Democratic nominee. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 209. The pick 4 was 0027. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Thursday on Fox.
What a huge, huge moment.
America's World Cup dream continues.
Shot taken. Go!
Don't miss Christian Pulisic lead out the Stars and Stripes in a huge final group matchup.
That's it!
Against Turkey, USA, Turkey, Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Turkey, Thursday at 10 on Fox 45.
Every day, Fox 45 News holds our leaders accountable.
How can you say that everything's safe after what was found in this report?
Questioning how your money is being spent.
It's easy for nonprofits to hide money.
If they can't comply with the law, what are they getting tax dollars for?
Being relentless when no answers are given.
Do Marylanders deserve to hear from their governor on this critical issue?
You trust us to hold our leaders accountable, and we deliver. Watch and see the difference only on Fox 45 News.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, another slow start yesterday for Shane Boz.
Shawell, the fly ball, right center field, hit pretty well. Tavares back, so is Kauser near the wall, and it's gone! It hit that LED board in right center. Shawell powers it out. The Angels have a 2-0 lead.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on the Angels Broadcast Network. It was the fifth time in the last six games that Boz has allowed first-inning runs, this time a pair on that shot from Shawell, and it was enough as the Birds fall 4-1, 5-1 to the Angels last night. It snaps Baltimore's three-game winning streak, and it leaves the Birds on pace for just 76 wins this season. After the game, the manager was asked why Boz has so much difficulty at the start of a game.
I don't know if it's command or feel. That's something probably you have to ask him, but it just...
No, we did. Later, Boz was asked if he was aware of anything.
No. Hits and walks, you know, just, it happens. Just going out there and attacking like, you know, like I should every game.
Now, the O's have a day game today at 4:07 p.m. It'll be a rubber match against the Angels. Meanwhile, another World Cup shocker yesterday involving another African nation.
Rogers, James, into the middle!
The target. That was a call on Fox TV. England held to a 0-0 draw by Ghana. A couple of misses in the 65th minute, including that one by Harry Kane. And England could not untie the knot and as he blasted the ball high off a rebound off the crossbar. Coming up in 30 minutes, the newest wizard sports quite a resume. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking election results and analysis here this morning. It was a night that favored incumbents and the unopposed with a very low turnout. Very few races were that close. A couple of shockers, a few mild surprises, and we're talking about all that here in this hour. Coming up at the end of the hour, the Department of Education has now announced they're investigating the Maryland State Department of Education and three Maryland school districts over Title IX violations. Interesting there. We'll take a look at incumbents cruising in Congress, but we'll take a look at a couple of races, CD5 and CD6, where Democrats were coming out in record numbers. But our top story here today is, can Dan Cox, who has been now the projected unofficial winner of the Republican gubernatorial primary, can he pull off the upset this fall? Can he unite the Republican Party and have a message that resonates with crossover Democrats, with unaffiliated voters, and with disaffected Republicans that did not vote for him in the primary? All told, there were 50,000 votes against Wes Moore in his primary yesterday. I mean, he won easily, as you probably have heard by now. But again, one of the themes I'm hearing from Dan Cox now is common sense. We've heard that from President Trump before, the common sense conservatism, moving away from the MAGA label and trying to make that pivot into let's appeal to voters' common sense. And a couple of the areas, one has to do with tax dollars, how they're spent, and tax increases, how they're taking money out of our pockets.
And under Wes Moore, hundreds of millions of tax dollars are being spent without accountability, making our budget bloated and one of the largest per capita budgets in the nation, while also causing a massive $4 billion structural deficit that Governor Moore intends to tax you for to continue his overspending. But that will change under a Cox-Crop administration. We will bring back accountability, common sense, and fiscal responsibility to our state spending. And I will call the legislature to account for overspending. We'll work with them, and we will audit every department to shine light on where the money is going.
So, again, there have been a number of agency audits that failed miserably. Your tax dollars are... Governor Wes Moore is not a good steward. He is not a good financial manager. He can claim he balanced the budget, which is required under the Constitution. But we know that the largest tax increase in history of Maryland was imposed on us in 2025. And they're about ready to hit us again in 2027. These are big issues. These are issues that you did not have when you were Dan Cox in 2022. The other issue is skyrocketing electric bills and the rolling brownouts and blackouts to come here in the state of Maryland.
Under Wes Moore, electric plants have been shut down, and more are scheduled to be closed, with skyrocketing electric bills for every Marylander occurring this past winter and continuing. That will stop under a Cox-Crop administration, and we will use emergency powers to bring electric plants back online. We will work to make Maryland energy independent, slashing electric and gas bills and delivery fees, and making Maryland once again affordable for all.
Yep. So, again, those are the kinds of issues. These are household budget issues, pocketbook issues, wallet issues. You focus on those issues, and you take a common-sense approach to them. I think you're going to have a much better chance of pulling the upset in the fall. Again, there are some issues you just need to stay away from. Again, these are third rail issues, issues that have already been decided in Maryland, issues that probably will never. But, again, you have to pull the Republicans together. And that's, I think, that's the biggest challenge for Dan Cox, not in running against Wes Moore. How do you pull the Republicans together? How do you propose to grow the Maryland Republican Party? And how do you appeal to the unaffiliated voter and the crossover Democrat voter, which you're going to need both of those in record numbers? All right, get your thoughts on it as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 713. Traffic weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck, 895 northbound before the toll plaza and at the K-Trust Bridge is now confined to the right shoulder. They pushed it over behind the white line. So we have two lanes moving again, but it really hurt us pretty quickly. We're backed up to the spur at I-97. So from there, just to get to the accident, probably 10 to 15 minutes right now, trying to move a little bit better. So we'll keep an eye on that. Southbound at both the tunnels now with the, pretty much the normal delays, 95 around the curve at Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street, and 895 from about Eastern Avenue and the Erdman Avenue ramp. Typical ride at that point. Haven't seen it yet. There's a report of a minor wreck on the inner loop at Park Heights Avenue. I'm in Annapolis right now, and that morning backup has arrived on I-97 southbound and Route 32. That gets better after the bridge at 178. We're still clear from the Bay Bridge through the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97 with the lanes open on Route 50 through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, cooler today. Highs will be in the low 80s, and we're expecting the heat to crank back up again Thursday into Friday. And we look at that, and of course, more rain and humidity, some showers expected as well. Sunny, 63 right now in Dundalk, 62 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump told reporters along the rope line that a lot of what's coming out of Iran is pure bulldookie, propaganda, stuff, statements that are made to try to save face within the Middle Eastern and Arab and Muslim world. And he says Iran is just flat out wrong if they think that he's going to continue to negotiate and not agree to nuclear inspections.
They're wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down, 100% inspections. And if they were right, I'd cancel the meetings right now.
Yeah, bingo. If they were right, he'd walk away immediately. So the rest of these armchair generals, neocon talk show hosts, the media, and the Rupert Murdoch folks at the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post ought to take notice of that. Marco Rubio says on the Strait of Hormuz, look, the options are fairly easy.
Can the U.S. and allies, can they guarantee navigation, freedom of navigation in the state?
Well, that's the law. It's an international waterway. No country is allowed to charge tolls or fees on an international waterway. That's existing international law. That's the way it is in international waterways all over the world, and that's the way we expect it'll be here. So I don't think we have anybody to convince around here in that regard. I think all the countries in this region would agree with us. All right? See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
President Trump also took issue with California's rigged elections and their universal mail-in ballot scam and scheme, saying that Spencer Pratt got screwed.
How dare you ask me for my citizenship? You know, in California, if you ask that question to a voter, you are criminally liable. In other words, they can put you in jail. If you say, sir, do you have proof of citizenship? They put you in jail if they ask that question. You're not allowed to ask that. Did you know that? It's the craziest thing I've ever seen going on. Hey, did they screw the kid, Pratt? Boy, he's leading, and all of a sudden he's lost. And it was sort of interesting. The election, you ever see an election where they're 2.5 weeks in? An election that takes weeks to count the votes? But after the evening, it looked like he was going to win or certainly be in the runoff. And then I started hearing rumors as the days went by, days and days went by, that Pratt is fading. He's fading. I said, they rigged the election.
Yeah, and of course, he also said they tried to do the same thing with Steve Hilton, but they weren't successful there as well. The deep state firings have begun. Acting DNI Bill Pulte started slashing jobs in the intelligence community yesterday. Some 50 people got their walking papers, and you know you're doing something right when Tom Tillis loses his mind in public.
A reduction in force, the way that I've been engaged to do it before, where you do the analysis, you make sure you retain the most capable people, and you only eliminate the people whose jobs can be either automated or never should have been there. Good. My guess is, based on his past experience, it's just going to be another hot, steamy pile of dough. Yeah, I think he's incompetent, sycophant, and not the right person to lead DNI.
Big win for the president as appeals court smacked down a rogue judge's order blocking the replacement of exhibits in the president's house national park site in Philadelphia. Far-left Arizona prosecutor dropping the unconstitutional weaponized lawfare case against Rudy Giuliani and 17 other Trump allies in the last week or so. A California-based Biden judge issued a nationwide block on ICE's policy of arresting illegals at courthouses. But then we find out the federal appeals court batting down that judge, saying ICE can resume swift deportations. Yesterday, Supreme Court sides with President Trump in a major 6-3 win, making it far easier to deport criminal green card holders accused of crimes involving moral turpitude. We're still awaiting a ruling on Election Day and a ruling on birthright citizenship in the waning days here of the Supreme Court. Trump endorsed Alan Wilson, wins the Republican runoff for South Carolina governor, another big win for the president. The Department of Interior releasing never-before-seen footage of vandals at the reflecting pool as the fake news media is now in denial. They just got egg on their face as there's video of vandals pouring stuff into the reflecting pool and ripping it up. Trump nuking ABC fake news, saying the lawsuits are being prepared for their false reporting. He says, I like their money, which will be given to the U.S. Treasury. He also released an amazing list of renovations. 45 restored monuments, 28 restored statues, and 8 statues installed, all going to beautify D.C., our nation's capital. He also is threatening to withhold a DHS grant funding to states like Maryland, like those of us here, opposing election integrity measures. And finally, the New York Knicks will be the first NBA champion team to visit the Trump White House. And so congratulations to the Knicks on their big win. That's the way it was, 521 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up, what do you think Dan Cox has to do to win the general election? Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
actually learn to listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, 23 minutes after the hour, time for an update on traffic and weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the backup is easing a little bit here. 895 northbound, it was back to the spur at I-97. The accident vehicles are still on the shoulder behind the painted out area on the right side, just north of the steel bridge and before the plaza area. So it's been a little bit slow right there, but it's getting better at least on the northbound side. Somewhere in the area of a 10, maybe 12-minute delay at the most on the tunnels on the southbound side. Looking for a new wreck here. I'm seeing some backup now on the outer loop at Perrin Parkway. The report of the wreck was on the inner loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm looking at the camera at Providence Road. They're not slowing there, but they may start to back up. There's definitely something going on at that interchange at Lock Raven Boulevard. We'll try to get a look at that, but the outer loop is already slow coming down the hill from Perrin Parkway. We'll get some more on that as soon as we can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be partly a sunny, cooler today. Highs in the low 80s. And right now we're looking at 64 and sunny in Middle River. 64 in Pasadena. Getting your thoughts and what Dan Cox needs to do to pull off the upset in the general election this fall. Linda writes in, okay, I get we need to vote, but those candidates that did not win need to work with, encourage and push Dan Cox to be the best conservative candidate ever, hold him accountable, and work with him and for him. If they're not willing to do that, they really didn't care about the state, only highlighting their own name. Prove that you want this state to succeed. Let's go to Marty in Parkville. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Sean. I think he needs to take a little bit different approach, because if you remember back in 2022, he won 14 of the 24 jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
Geographically, he won the state of Maryland.
Right.
The problem is that he doesn't get a grip in the population centers, because that's where all the Hogan's Heroes hang out, and the Hogan's Heroes will never vote for Dan Cox because they're upset, you know, after Larry threw a temper tantrum because Kelly Schultz lost, because Larry was in Denver rather than campaigning for Kelly Schultz.
Yeah, but at some time, you have to get over the temper tantrum. And, again, and this is what Hogan's message should be as well. I mean, Hogan should get out there now and say, in the best interest of this state, you know, we'll see if Hogan really is a bipartisan guy. If he can't get behind a Republican nominee for governor, what good is he? I mean, the state's in peril right now, and they'd rather see it crash and burn just because you've got some personal beef with a guy.
Well, absolutely, but the biggest thing I would do if I'm Dan Cox is I would pivot the campaign from running against Wes Moore to running against Aruna Miller. Because he's going to spend so much time, he's already spending so much time outside of the state of Maryland. Who's running the state of Maryland while he's not here? It's her. And that's what he needs to say. This guy's not here to run for governor. He's in this election so he can win to run for president. And meanwhile, while he's out running for president, this is who's running your state.
And now, Ed Hill tried that. Ed Hill was running, constantly mentioning that this guy wants to be president. He's not going to, he doesn't care about the states, not even here governing. He's more interested in campaigning, and it didn't really seem to help him.
Did he ever go after Aruna Miller? In other terms, her record. And this is who's governing your state. I mean, she has a very, very progressive record.
Yep.
And she voted for a lot of the policies that are causing these in the legislature that are causing the problems we have with the state. She's also taken some tainted money from a very, borderline terroristic organization that she's taken for her campaign funds. So, and like I say, he needs to highlight the fact that this guy's running off to billionaire boot camp. He's running off to campaign for candidates in other states. He's in Martha's Vineyard more than he's in, Maryland City.
Do you think he needs to bring up the military stuff or let the media do that work for him and kind of take the higher road?
I think in Maryland, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, honestly,
I don't think that you have a state that cares enough about the military stuff that it's really going to amount to anything. I think it's chasing a rabbit down a rabbit hole. But
right.
It's just not going to matter to the Maryland voter. It matters to conservatives, but it doesn't matter to the average Maryland voter.
Well, I think it also matters to veterans, whether it be Democrats or Republicans, but we just don't have that great number here. Yeah. Marty, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Got to move on here, but some interesting attack. He says, go after, run against Aruna Miller. Point out that he's a short timer in office. But as I said, Hale tried that.
He did. And I don't think it matters. I think he made the point. It doesn't really matter who's running it. I don't know that we know Aruna Miller is either. It's the local deep state that probably is running things. Whoever are the handlers that put Moore in office and have helped them all along anyway. So I don't know that would make a difference. But I understand Marty's point. But as for the unity thing, I mean, look, it is difficult when you have a primary that got nasty and messy. And, you know, to be fair, Cox did kind of start that. He slung some things at Hale and Myrick, more questioning them, more of a character assassination, and, questioning some of Myrick's military service. So that is a little difficult. And I remember you calling that out a few months ago. You said, mm-hmm. Look, absolutely on a primary, we know you have to distinguish yourself, but just, you know, distinguish yourself on the issues. And look, I know some people, like even Trump engaged in that in the primary with nicknames, but I don't think that's the most effective argument. And it does cause rifts, even if, you know, Cox would say, well, I wasn't attacking Hale's voters, I was just attacking Hale. But sometimes the voters of that candidate, that's a risk because they feel disaffected and they're angry and they will stay home in the general. So I don't think it's just on the voters to unite. It's kind of on the candidate to be a leader to bring everybody together.
I think there's enough. And there are enough issues for Dan Cox to run on based on the record of Wes Moore to paint a stark contrast to which direction this state is going, whether it's tax increases, permits and fee increases, skyrocketing electric bill, juvenile crime, again, retirees who can't afford to stay. There's an affordability issue in the state of Maryland, and you don't have to get nasty and ugly
about
it. And
he should have done it in the primary so he could keep the other voters of his opponents.
That's what you say, the pivot is crucial here. All right, thanks, Kristen. 7:30. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the congressional districts. Any surprises there? Well, not really, but there are some interesting developments, and we'll share those with you in just a second. News headlines with an update. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Kwesi Enfume has won the Democratic nomination for U.S. House in Maryland's 7th congressional district. Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway challenged Enfume for the nomination in a seat he's held since 2020. Enfume beat Conway by about 56 percentage points, according to the AP. Enfume was born and raised in Baltimore and attended Morgan State University, according to his campaign website. He served on the Baltimore City Council from 1979 to 1986. And Maryland Democrat Adrian Boafo has advanced to November's general election in the race to succeed his retiring former boss, U.S. Representative Steny Hoyer. In choosing him over nearly two dozen competitors, voters in the 5th District opted for a continuation of Hoyer's pragmatic style of politics, rather than a more progressive, anti-establishment approach promised by some other candidates. And Bill Ferguson has won the Democratic nomination for Maryland State Senate District 46 seat and will advance to the general election in November. Ferguson, 43, defeated challenger Bobby LePin in the Democratic primary to secure the nomination. And Wes Moore on Monday again bypassed efforts to reconcile conflicting accounts regarding his military service, declining to answer questions about his combat record as he left an infrastructure event at the Port of Baltimore. The governor's silent exit underscored a tension between his office and persistent inquiries into his deployment more than 20 years ago. While Moore spent the afternoon celebrating the opening of a double-stack rail line through the Howard Street Tunnel, a milestone for the state's economic agenda that's beginning construction predates his tenure, his administration remains locked in a defensive posture over his biography, refusing to provide definitive documentation to resolve discrepancies in his past public statements. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Maybe time to get off the Beltway now if you're on the Parkville side. The backup is on the outer loop all the way back to Bel Air Road and rapidly going back even beyond that. The wreck is on the outer loop. There's two areas. It's the same thing. Outer loop at Cromwell Bridge, outer loop at Loch Raven. Same thing, left-hand lane. Heard one report from the fire department there that there may be four, possibly five vehicles involved. So this is going to be around a while, and you're backed up from there again all the way back towards Bel Air Road. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from the Beltway. You can come back on at Providence Road. You can go over to Delaney Valley Road, come back up to the Beltway, but you do not want to ride this out anytime soon. We're backed up four exits right now on the northeast side. Still recovering, but a lot better now from the earlier wreck on the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway before you get to the Toll Plaza. That's improving northbound. About 10, maybe 12-minute delays southbound at both the tunnels on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Wednesday morning. For the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies, less humidity, and temps in the 80s. We'll be heating back up on Thursday and tracking our next weather maker come Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's faced a pitcher last night that they had never seen before.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Balls and two strikes.
Check swing. He went around. Strike three.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on ABTV, and that happened all night long. Ryan Johnson's third career start was his best. A no-hitter into the sixth, striking out eight as the Angels down the Birds 5-1, preventing Baltimore from winning their fourth game in a row. The Orioles managed just three hits all night. After the game, the manager just had to tip his cap.
You know, sometimes you have to give credit to the opposing pitcher, and he was on tonight. It's a different look for our guys. We haven't seen him before, and he said his stuff was on, and he did a great job of throwing strikes and put like a push-pull effect with his fastball and the off-speed pitches, and we just couldn't get on time for anything.
So the Birds reach the halfway point here at 38-43 on the year. They're on pace for 76 wins this year, and that would be just one more than a year ago when they went 75-87. Meanwhile, over in the National League, did you see what happened last night at Nats Park?
Bryce at Stone.
Oh, smokes baby. In the deep right field toward the pole. It is gone! He did it! A three-run explosion for Bryson Stott.
Tom McCarthy had the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Bryson Stott's three-run shot was part of an eight-run ninth in D.C. last night. The Fightin' Phils come back with 11 runs in the last two innings, and they beat the Nats 14-9 was the final. The Ravens news. The feedback on Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle has been consistent, detail-oriented, serious, on a mission. The latest coming from rookie wide receiver Elijah Serock.
Before coming here, I would say there's not many good dudes more detailed oriented than Coach Sig, but talking to Coach Deck, man, like he's like a mad scientist back there, man, of where you need to be, like how my angle is on certain stuff, but it really matters. Like if you're doing something slightly off, that can mess up a whole play. So
the Coach Sig that Surratt was referring to was Kurt Cignetti, his coach last year at national champion Indiana. NBA draft last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Tanking paying off for the Wizards.
With the first pick in the 2026 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Anise Dibansa Jr. from Brigham Young University.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver at the podium yesterday. The 6'9" small forward A.J. DeBonta now is a Wizard, the team's first overall pick since John Wall in the year 2010. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a record-setting college lacrosse coach has retired.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. From cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite, they can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey he sent you.
You know, most times D3 or high school athletics won't get the attention that it actually deserves. Jim Berkman, are you familiar with him?
He was the coach of Salisbury.
Salisbury University.
It was a D3 coach that coached a lot of D1 players to championships.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Because
I know I ran into him with my son at Washington College on multiple occasions.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
War on the Shore every year. Of course, the last time Washington College beat them was my son's junior year. They beat Salisbury 7-6.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Well, he's retiring.
Yeah.
66 years old. And a lot of people may not know this, but he is the all-time winningest lacrosse coach at any level in college history with over 900 wins, 13 national championships. And again, they don't get as much, you know, pub as the Hopkins and the Loyolas and the, you know, Syracuses of the world, etc. But these are the guys in the trenches that really do it. And Jim Berkman deserves a shout-out this morning for what he's done.
Well, again, as I say, it's when you've got D1 talent at the D3 level, it's very easy to dominate the rest of the D3 programs.
No malice there, is there?
None whatsoever. That's just a fact. It is. But he's a heck of a lacrosse coach.
Heck of a lacrosse coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
There
All right.
You go.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a phone call from Gary in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Well, I can't tell you how happy I am that Dan Cox is going to get another chance, because I think he really got shafted the last time out by the Republican Party in general. I just was shocked at how they treated him. But I think the goal to winning here, and it is possible, is you continue to do what the media is already doing. You can see Westmore squirming right now because of the questions that are coming to him about his biography, about nothing about it being true. You just connect that to his policies and the things that he's already done in Maryland, and ask Democrats, do you really want to continue going forward with this, or do you want to, for the first time, do something different? What have you got to lose? Use that old Trump line. What have you got to lose? I think he can pull it off.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that agree, because things are different. You won't have the Republicans sniping as much, because you don't have Lockdown Larry and Kelly Schultz and the rest of the Alan Kittlemans of the world going after Dan Cox. And you do have a record now as governor that is not, obviously he's got some chinks in the armor. Now, that being said, he's got a war chest of at least $7 million that somehow Dan Cox is going to have to raise a lot of money to get his message out to the people. And then he's going to have a really strong campaign strategy. You know, he's going to do well in Western Maryland on the Eastern Shore. He's now going to focus on where the votes are. And these votes.
What he can do is, and the media can help him with this, he can depress the votes of the Democrats in the cities.
Well, if you think the media in this state are going to help Dan Cox, then I got
it. Well, they're already doing it.
Well, the Sinclair, okay, maybe Sinclair's doing it with this investigation, and maybe some talk shows like this one, but maybe the Baltimore Sun. The Baltimore Sun has been, better. But from on the D.C. side, the Washington Compost, you're not going to get any help from them, or you're not going to get help from any of the other local channels in this or in the Washington market. That's my opinion.
Well, I hope you're wrong.
All right. I hope I'm wrong, too, okay, on that front. But thanks so much, Gary, for the call. Appreciate that. All right, let's take a look at congressional district races. By the way, if you want to choose your fake news, now would be the time to give us a call and weigh in. on that as far as 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Okay. Oh, we actually don't need the email. But if you just do want to make sure that you are going to play Choose Your Fake News, you can do that right now. Reserve your spot. So let's look at some of the congressional district races here. No surprise, in the first congressional district, Andy Harris easily defeats his opponent, Chris Bruneau, with 81% of the vote in. He'll face off against Democrat Dan Schwartz in the fall. As you know, there are going to be a special session to address two different constitutional amendments by the Democrats. They're going to try to draw the map. It won't affect Andy this time around, but maybe in 2028. In congressional district number two, Johnny Zero wins easily, and he will face off against perennial Republican Dave Wallace. That should be an easy victory for Johnny Zero. Sarah Alfrith will face off against Bernie Flowers in the third congressional district. And in CD4, Glenn Ivey will run against George McDermott. So in the last three, the Democrats heavily favored to win those races. We'll take a look at 5 through 8 coming up in just a second. 743, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And with the latest on traffic, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Like I said before, it's time to get off the Beltway, because now there's been a change here. Just about everything is blocked on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard and Cromwell Bridge Road. They're forcing traffic right now to exit onto Lock Raven Boulevard and Cromwell Bridge Road. And that's it. Right now, they're just squeezing that ramp lane by. Some traffic is coming on from Cromwell Bridge Road to the outer loop of the Beltway. So they've gone around it and found their way back onto the Beltway. But the main line of the Beltway right now, you're going from all the straight through lanes to just the exit lane at Cromwell Bridge Road and Lock Raven. It's all the way back towards Bel Air Road right now, so that's going to be a major backup there. At least four exits or so. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Northern Parkway, getting away from the backup on the Beltway. Total gridlock right now, and only the exit lane is getting by. Now, it may change. Some of the equipment is beginning to move around, so we'll keep an eye on that while we're doing the Choose Your Fake News here, see if they make any changes at that point. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. See Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: partly cloudy, cooler today, highs in the 80s, and we heat back up starting tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Next chance for showers or storms will occur on Friday, so get out there and enjoy the day today, because that sure looks like your best weather day so far for the week. Right now, sunny, 67 in Annapolis, 65 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Helen in Towson. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, last, of course.
All right, well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one: for the first time since a change in law in the Netherlands, a child under the age of 12 has died by euthanasia. The death of the child was confirmed by the country's health minister. According to the report, the child had been seriously ill, but no further details were given. Story number two: emboldened by their success in New York City, Democrat socialists sweeping all three races they were nominated in. They're now announcing a nominee for governor to run against Kathy Hochul in 2028. Zeron Mondami has nominated Lucinda Chavez, who was born in Venezuela. She will run against Hochul for governor as a Democrat socialist. And story number three: shout out to, again, the RoboCops out there. Have been on the job less than a year out in Ohio, but the Columbus, Ohio Police Department now reporting that it's a mechanical crime fighter nicknamed Dubbot has now been fired. Dubbot, the RoboCop, failed to write any tickets or make any arrests. in the last year.
Could you please repeat the full story number one? I did not hear it because I was still screening calls.
A child under 12 in Netherlands has been euthanized under the country's new law, which allows for the seriously ill children to be euthanized.
Okay.
All right. So there you have it. Those are the three stories, and we'll start with Chuck.
Well, I know I used to work with Dumb Butt at one of the radio
stations. Told you, stop calling me that. You said you'd stop.
Nothing personal, Miss Maggie.
Nah.
Nothing personal. One, please.
Chuck goes for one. Maggie.
I'm going by number one, hopeful that...
Maggie also votes for story one. Kristen?
I hope that's fake, but I'm afraid it might not be. I think I'm actually going to go with number two for some reason.
Kristen goes for story number two. And Helen?
Well, you know what? I don't have any trouble believing that in the Netherlands that's true. I really don't. And I really would like to go with the group, but I think I'm going to go with number three because I really don't need a prize anyway.
Okay.
Well, good.
All right.
You can donate it to charity.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that's exactly right. I'll donate it to charity.
All right. Helen goes for story number three. Well, story number three, the RoboCop getting fired. No need to donate, Helen. That is a true story. But thank you so much for listening and playing. Story number two, Democrat socialist nominated to run against Governor Hochul. Not yet. That may come in the coming days, but not yet. That's our fake news story of the day. Only Kristen has picked
it's
out one today.
Always only Kristen.
It's only
She's
Kristen.
Like Jamie Raskin.
Jamie Raskin? Oh, my goodness.
What a burn.
She keeps winning all the time.
That's like Trump. That's called Trump. I don't get tired of winning. I can't help it. Sorry. Some of us have
Gone.
I guess I could be, I'm a loser.
Well, here's the dumb block now.
I'm a loser.
Right.
Yeah.
John Lennon did that song. I'm a loser.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. All right, so let's go to the rest of these congressional districts. In Congressional District number 5, Adrian Boafo, he's a DeMatha grad, by the way. He defeats the J6 cop, Harry Dunn. He'll face off against perennial Republican Chris Chafee. Now, stop me if you recognize the pattern here. In Congressional District number 6, April McLean Delaney once again defeats the multimillionaire David Trone, 44-37. She will face off against perennial Republican Robin Ficker. And in CD7, we have Kwasi Mfume smoking Mark Conway, 70-25, and will face off against perennial Republican Scott Collier. These are all nice guys. I don't mean it as a pejorative, but this is the lack of new blood or fresh recruits that the Maryland GOP has failed to get. And finally, in CD8, we have Jamie, the radical Raskin, winning his primary easily. Cheryl Riley, who ran, I think, last time out for one of those offices, she is now going to face off against Raskin. But again, we'll see what happens. But every single one of the Democrats favored to win in congressional districts 2 through 8. Andy Harris is the only Republican who is favored to win his congressional seat. So, again, more of the same, even though with Steny Hoyer retiring, the nightmare continues. It's 7:50. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Bobby Whitaker.
I know you saved all this stuff up for me today to come back and see this.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, it's time to get back and start earning your money again.
Mr. Casey. I used to count you as a friend. And now I just don't count on you at all.
That's right.
There's another Medicaid that just pulled up. This one came on the ramp from the opposite side of the Beltway. This is a multi-vehicle accident, outer loop, at Cromwell Bridge Road and Lock Raven Boulevard. There's all kind of stuff going on here. The only thing that's open is the ramp to Cromwell Bridge Road. And guess where that's going? Nowhere. So you need to get off the Beltway at Paring, at Harford Road, at Bel Air Road, and then Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even going down to Northern Parkway. This is total gridlock and nobody moving past this accident scene on the outer loop. The inner loop is a little bit slow as you're coming down the hill from Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the crickets abound. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast.
My payback.
Partly cloudy today. Cooler highs in the 80s. And right now we're looking at, it's a nice morning right now. 65 and sunny in Reisterstown. And it is 67 under sunny skies in Ocean City. Let's get to the phones. Barbara in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning. And what a great day. I tell you, I am so happy the damn one. When he lost 4 years ago, I stopped campaigning. I stopped doing all the stuff. He's got a great team, the Cox campaigners. I didn't even put messages on their website, like, or anything, because I was so, so sorry and disappointed that he lost. But I was leaving tomorrow because I was a judge yesterday, and Republicans did show up. And they did it, and I'm so glad they did. They didn't do it for the down ballot, but I was going to change my party, or not party, but I was going to change my voter registration. Because mm-hmm. I'm now a part-year resident, I was going to change it to South Carolina so I could have fun working with the Republicans who win in South Carolina. But I think I will keep it just to vote for Dan. And I just hope everybody shows up, and everybody should be voting for Republicans. And I think you're going to have a lot of Democrats who are going to vote for Republicans. So I'm not going to leave tomorrow. I'm going to stay for the Heritage Fair this weekend. That I'm just so excited.
All right. I make sure you stay to the Freedom Fest. That's coming up in September here once again.
Well, I got to count my days.
All right.
I can't say it's 186 days.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You do have to count your days. That's right. All right, Barbara.
Yes,
thanks so much.
Take care.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks for the call. Blanca in the city. Good morning, Blanca.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to just briefly say that in my assessment, Republican Central Committees are not working groups. There is still a split between Trump supporters and those who don't want to associate with him, and I'm talking about Republicans. And I believe that the ballot debacle could have kept many from voting at all. I was working a poll station, and hardly anybody was coming in. This is for me. I actually changed my vote. Once I learned that candidates, which candidates were fully, which candidates are fully supporting the Dignity Act, I immediately no longer supported any of them. And lastly, without raising funds, even the best message can reach the masses.
Yeah, well, look, I think that there's always going to be this tug of war within the party between the America First MAGA crew and the establishment wing of the Republicans. But the good news is the establishment wing that was being endorsed and pushed by moderate or these center left Republicans like Chris West and J.B. Jennings and Justin Reedy and others, they lost in Baltimore County. So I think it's time to take the party in a new direction. And look, hopefully we could all unite. And Blanca, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. But again, it's not going to be easy, but I do think 2026 is different than 2022 for Dan Cox. And he's there's some headwinds for Wes Moore. His approval, disapproval rating numbers are much worse than they were back in 2022 because he hadn't been in office yet. Look, the biggest things facing, I think, Dan, number one is the difference in money. And that has to be leveled somehow. So people, if again, and that's the thing where Dan has to reach out to some of these big donors. And there are some people that just won't. Obviously, we see it now with people like Alan Kittleman and others leaving the Republican Party. And that's fine. That's his prerogative if he wants to do that. Because they absolutely hate Donald Trump. He's Trump deranged now. And I do like Alan. I like the Kittleman family. So this is an ongoing part of the struggle for the heart and soul of the Maryland Republican Party. Maryland Republican Party leadership has been lacking. We see that now. They don't support. And this is the reason why we have perennial candidates, the same names, running year in and year out. They can't recruit new candidates. So the big question is, can Dan Cox, will he make the effort to reach out? He should be making the call to Ed Hale and John Myrick. And let's all get together, guys. And again, I understand we had some tough things to say. I tell you who does it, Democrats. Democrats do it very easily. And I don't know why Republicans don't. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny and his team will guarantee the sale of your home once you agree on asking price and time frame. You sign the contract on the dotted line, your home is sold. It's that simple because he's got 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today, as soon as it hits, actually before it hits the open market. Vinny will sell for 3% more on average and 3% faster than other realtors. That's why I am going to choose Vinny when it's time for me to downsize. You should too. 410-793-7515. Or go to VinnieSteele.com for more. It's 8 o'clock on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Inspection of Iran's nuclear enrichment sites is a key element of the U.S.-Iran agreement to end the war, but now there's a dispute over whether inspections have actually been agreed to. Tehran says they have not, while the U.N.'s chief nuclear watchdog says they have. President Trump says a 100% inspection regimen is part of the deal. That's not the only issue where the two sides don't see eye to eye.
Money that will be taken out of Iran is going to go to our farmers to give corn, soybeans, wheat to Iran.
President Trump claims the interim deal to end the war with Iran will deliver a financial windfall to American farmers, as Iranian financial assets are unfrozen. Vice President J.D. Vance explaining Monday,
if there is any frozen Iranian assets that are unfrozen, then we have approval over that process.
But Iran's UN ambassador in Geneva, Ali Bahraini, rejects the notion.
Iran is the only country who decides what to do with those assets.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump has a private luncheon today with GOP senators on Capitol Hill. He's been pressing lawmakers to approve his voter integrity proof of citizenship bill, among other agenda items. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas saying that if we're going to win the midterm elections, we need to get on the same page. New York City's Democrat Socialist mayor won big in yesterday's primary elections. All three congressional candidates endorsed by Mayor Zohran Mamdani advanced. Also, South Carolina's Attorney General Alan Wilson, who's backed by President Trump, is the winner of South Carolina's GOP gubernatorial primary. November's midterms will determine control of both chambers of Congress and will see the election of dozens of governors and other state and local officials. Wall Street, Dow futures up 77 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. After 15 years and over 50,000 cancellations, I can tell you with confidence, we know how to get you out of your timeshare. Call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit guide absolutely free with all your options for cancellation. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-926-5959. That's 800-926-5959. 800-926-5959.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 803. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Major backup on the Beltway now. The wreck is on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard and Cromwell Bridge Road. One of the fire department units is just now leaving the scene. So we may start to see some lanes to get open here. We've been blocked completely for about a half an hour or so. Backup is all the way back beyond Bel Air Road, rapidly going back towards I-95. So again, if you're coming that direction, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway, there was a wreck also on the inner loop for the traffic coming over towards Providence Road. That backup now is going back towards York Road and over towards 83 and Charles Street. So another problem there, that wreck was in the left-hand lane. So again, you have your options, but you can stay with the Beltway and get by to the right. The outer loop, though, is still blocked off. I'm looking at the situation right now. New wreck, if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, the wreck northbound I-95 up in the area of 198 and Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Wednesday morning. For the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies, less humidity, and temps in the 80s. We'll be heating back up on Thursday and tracking our next weather maker come Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Randallstown and 65 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Governor Westmore has been selected as the Democratic nominee for Maryland's next governor, the Associated Press projects. The race was called in favor of Moore shortly after polls closed in Maryland at 8 p.m. on June 23rd. Moore will now face his Republican opponent, Dan Cox, in the general election in November. Andy Ellis is running representing the Green Party. Moore has served as Maryland's 63rd governor since 2023. And Baltimore police arrested a teenager while investigating two separate carjackings on Tuesday morning. The first carjacking happened in the 5300 block of York Road. Officers found that car on Violet Avenue around 11:45 a.m., according to authorities. And police said a 15-year-old boy had been driving the car when officers found it. They arrested the boy and took him to the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center to be charged for the crime, according to authorities. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 209, the pick 4, 0027. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Thursday on Fox.
What a huge, huge moment.
America's World Cup dream continues.
Shot, take it, go!
Don't miss Christian Pulisic lead out the Stars and Stripes in a huge final group matchup.
And yeah!
Against Turkey, USA, Turkey, Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Turkey, Thursday at 10 on Fox 45.
Every day, Fox 45 News holds our leaders accountable.
How can you say that everything's safe after what was found in this report?
Questioning how your money is being spent.
It's easy for nonprofits to hide money.
If they can't comply with the law, what are they getting tax dollars for?
Being relentless when no answers are given.
Do Marylanders deserve to hear from their governor on this critical issue?
You trust us to hold our leaders accountable, and we deliver. Watch and see the difference only on Fox 45 News.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, daytime baseball for you this afternoon as the Birds and Angels play a rubber game at 4.07 p.m. Baltimore sending Trey Gibson to the hill opposite tough right-hander Jose Soriano. Now, last night, the Birds had a tough time with fellow right-hander Ryan Johnson making only his third MLB start, but it was his best, carrying a no-hitter into the sixth of a 5-1 Angels win. Post-game reaction from manager Albertaz.
Really tough to decipher if it was a fastball down or a split, and good job with the cutter, too, and the sweeper, and he threw a ton of strikes. Yeah, we didn't have an answer for him.
Gene Baugh's early inning trouble again for Baltimore, allowing two in the first to fall behind quickly. Baugh has now allowed first inning runs in five of his last six outings. His first inning ERA over his last six stands at an even 12. Meanwhile, Baugh's performance notwithstanding, the O's commentator Mike Bordick says pitching has been the key for Baltimore throughout this streak.
There is absolutely no doubt that the reason this team is playing better baseball, period, is because of the starting pitching. The starting pitching sets the tone for every aspect of the game of baseball.
Orioles starters before last night in their last eight games a 2.26 ERA, their whip was 1.10. World Cup action yesterday in Houston. A Portuguese superstar is back in the swing of things.
Off goes Cancelo delivering the cross! Ronaldo!
Indeed it was. Cristiano Ronaldo, the call was on Fox Sports, just 5:50 into the game, scoring in his record sixth World Cup. He'd score another one in the first half, and Portugal drubs Uzbekistan 5-0 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens announce their new play-by-play voice. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We are talking election, primary election results 2026. It's over. And there is, again, a rematch of Westmore versus Dan Cox 2.0 coming this fall, as well as many other issues. So we'll get to some of the other races here in just a moment. But, again, the question is, can Dan Cox attract donors' money to help level the playing field against the war chest of Westmore? Can he run a different campaign than he did last time out? Will he get Republican support, which he didn't get last time out? Can he unite the party? Can he go to those areas and run on kitchen table issues that are going to matter in Prince George's County, Montgomery County? These people, electric bills are skyrocketing just like the rest of the state. And again, he'll do well in Western Maryland, he'll do well on the Eastern Shore, but in the Baltimore Metro and the D.C. Metro, that's where the race will be won or lost. And Dan Cox talked about another thing that Westmore has failed at, and that is the rebuilding of the Key Bridge.
Under Westmore, the Key Bridge has remained unbuilt for 2 years, and he now has allegedly canceled the contract. We don't even have a possible rebuild and reopen date, which before had already been extended to the year 2030. Hundreds of thousands of people are stuck in traffic, and businesses and families are being delayed and rerouted, and millions of dollars in waste and lost revenues for business and our state is occurring with the Key Bridge not rebuilt. This project should have been fast-tracked and under emergency powers and under a Cox Crop administration. That's exactly what we will do.
Key Bridge is a significant issue. Another stark contrast and failure between the look at Wes Moore on the large tax increases, the fee increases in 2025, what's looming in 2027, due on the $4 billion structural deficit, the skyrocketing electric bills, the Key Bridge, the affordability issue, and folks can't afford to retire here in the state, and Cox calling for unity among the Republican Party and other voters.
So I'm calling to all Democrats, independents, and my fellow Republicans who may have voted for our other candidates to unite with purpose to save our state and place it back on the path of safety and opportunity for all. I'm asking you, everyone who's watching, please join us. Join our Common Sense campaign at dancoxforgovernor.com. Ask your friends to sign up as well, so that together we can continue to build our grassroots army and win our state back for us and our children. Thank you all for this win. It's your win. Now let's go beat Wes Moore and renew Maryland.
Again, Ed Hale did concede last night around 10:30. He said, "I'm really surprised. I really thought I was going to win this." End of quote from Ed Hale. No word on whether Myrick has there was a concession or not. But again, if Dan Cox can run and point out the character issues of Wes Moore, the competency issues of Wes Moore, and what they've already done to the state of Maryland, what they're going to have to do to close this $4 billion structural deficit in 2027, I think it's going to be different. I think he has a chance. I mean, he lost by 30 plus points last time around. I think this one's going to be a heck of a lot closer. What do you think? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. 813 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Beltway, new information here. The outer loop now at the wreck at Lock Raven Boulevard and Cromwell Bridge Road. Only the left-hand lane now is blocked. They've reopened the center and the right-hand lane. That's the good news. The bad news is we're backed up all the way back beyond Bel Air Road. So again, I see traffic getting off at Bel Air Road. I see getting off at Hartford Road, Perry Parkway. You have to go down, pick up Joppa Road. Outside the Beltway would be Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, and moving into the city, coming across Putty Hill, making that towards the city of Northern Parkway. Anything but the Beltway right now on the outer loop. There was a wreck on the inner loop before Providence Road that was in the left-hand lane. That delay goes back to Charles Street and the York Road area moving through there. So total gridlock right now on the top side of the Beltway between Parkville and Towson, but much more so on the outer loop because they're still blocking the left-hand lane as you're coming down the hill towards Lock Raven Boulevard. I just looked at the wreck, haven't seen the vehicles, but northbound 95 also with gridlock northbound between 198 and Route 216, leaving Prince George's County. Very solid there on the northbound side. That might drive some traffic over onto Route 1 and onto the BW Parkway northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, cooler today, and will be in the low 80s. And right now, we're looking at 65 and sunny in Owings Mills, 68 in Annapolis, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. For that perfect smile, if you're looking for getting one, then that's the place to go. Right now, call for your appointment, 410-321-1100. So on this day, June 24th, 1675, in colonial New England, King Philip's War begins when the band of Wampanoag warriors raid the border settlement of Swansea, Massachusetts, and massacre the English colonists there. In the early 1670s, 50 years of peace between the Plymouth colony and the local Wampanoag Indians began to deteriorate when the rapidly expanding settlement forced land sales on the tribe. Reacting to increasing Native American tensions, the English met with King Philip, he was a chief of the Wampanoag, and demanded that his forces surrender their arms. The Wampanoag did so, but in 1675, a Christian Native American who had been acting as an informer to the English was murdered, and three Wampanoag were tried and executed for the crime. King Philip responded by ordering the attack on Swansea on June the 24th, which set off a series of Wampanoag raids in which several settlements were destroyed, scores of colonists massacred. The colonists retaliated by destroying a number of Indian villages. The destruction of a Narragansett village by the English brought the Narragansett into the conflict on the side of King Philip, and within a few months, several other tribes in all of the New England colonies were involved. In early 1676, the Narragansett were defeated and their chief killed, while the Wampanoag and their other allies were gradually subdued. King Philip's wife and son were captured, and on August 12th of 1676, after his secret headquarters in Mount Hope, Rhode Island, was discovered, Philip was assassinated by a Native American in the service of the English. The English drew and quartered Philip's body, publicly displayed his head on a stake in Plymouth. King Philip's War ended the Native American presence in the region and inaugurated a period of unimpeded colonial expansion. And that's the way it was on this day in history. As we look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
By the way, congratulations to Councilman Nino Mangione, who is projected a winner in his race and now will face off against the Democrat this fall. His entire ticket, his entire slate, also projected to have won as well. So quite an accomplishment for Councilman Mangione. And again, these are tough with low turnout and the rain and everything. It was tough, and they worked very hard for their victories yesterday. So congratulations to Pat Dyer and Kevin Ford and Chuck Murphy and Jeff McDonald. They all did amazing. Also, congratulations to Sheriff Jeff Gaylor. He has won the Republican nomination for Harford County Sheriff. He'll face off against the Democrat this fall. His name is Terrence Rogers in that sheriff's race. What I would like to see, the big question here for Dan Cox, besides the unity one, is will he bring success down ticket, down ballot? And that's what Republicans are going to need. That's why I'd like to see his opponents, especially Myrick and Hale, see what they can do to help Dan Cox and to help save our state. It would go a long way. The Maryland GOP, the leadership, has to get behind Dan Cox and help. I'd like to see former Governor Ehrlich and former Governor Hogan put aside differences and do what's in the best interest of the state. Andy Harris, I'm sure, will support Dan Cox. The donors are going to have to, the Hogan donors, the Ehrlich donors, the people that have donated big bucks in the past are going to have to open up the wallets and the pocketbooks here and help Dan Cox, because if you have any hope of staying in this state as a business, or, you know, again, this is, we got to stop the bleeding, and we're hemorrhaging right now. And then there's the Republican Governors Association. They need to come in and help as well. Stop treating him like the ugly stepchild in this particular case. You know, again, put some money into this state and fight for once. I understand that, again, it's going to be a tough race for the midterms, but a lot of this money, we need to have again, some momentum. You need to change it in some of these states. And I understand they're fighting in California. I wonder how much Steve Hilton's going to get. in California. That's an uphill battle. Don't ignore Maryland. Maryland can be one if the right things can happen. And I think we need to have money, we need to have unity, and we need to have a lot of folks, unaffiliated voters, crossover Democrats, and all the Republicans unite to win this thing. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Low testosterone doesn't just affect your libido. It can quietly drain energy, endurance, and confidence before most men realize what's happening. You start feeling it everywhere, in the gym, on the stairs, even how you move through the day. That's why Rescue created two powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality. Both available this men's health month as buy one, get two more completely free. Prime RX promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, strength, and focus, while Active Flex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery. So movement and performance feel natural again. Go to res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG to buy one bottle of Prime RX or ActiFlex and get two more free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Move stronger, recover faster. Shop online and get your two bottles for free at res-q.com. And use the code FEELSTRONG.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Right, there are two late problems going to and from the district. The wreck we mentioned earlier, northbound 95, is between 198 and Route 216. Several lanes are blocked there. There's a new wreck, several vehicles involved. Outer loop at Route 29 in Montgomery County. So if you're going down to the Capitol Beltway and then around to the Mormon Temple, big delays there. If you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, also big problems. The northeast side of the Beltway has had a major backup now. We had the wreck that for a while had the outer loop blocked at Lock Raven Boulevard, still blocking the left-hand lane. The backup on the Beltway, that side, is back between Bel Air Road and I-95. There was a wreck on the inner loop near Providence Road. That was in the left-hand lane earlier. That delay on the inner loop is back to between Charles Street and the ramps at I-83. So we're getting a big hit right now. A lot of the surface streets there, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Seminary, Putty Hill, and even Northern Parkway, well inside the Beltway, all getting a hit for this traffic getting away from the northeast side of 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, probably cloudy, cooler today, low 80s, but dry, and right now 67 and sunny in Reisterstown, 66 in Severn. A lot of folks weighing in here this morning. Let's read some of your emails, texts, and get your calls here. This is from Travis. He says, Sean, Cox has a much better chance this go-around. 26 is not 22. Biggest tax increase in state history last year. Still $4 billion in the hole, only to get worse in fiscal year is 27 and 28. Maryland is entering the California death spiral. Thanks to the blueprint for insolvency, people vote with their wallets. All Cox has to do is draw voters' attention to the knife hanging over their chests. Ron says Hale already made it clear that his only interest is Hale. Todd says, good morning. The reason why Hale lost is very simple. On your airwaves, he said, if it weren't for undocumented immigrants, I wouldn't have gotten my tower built. At that moment, I said, he's done. That's Todd and Glen Burnie. John says, I do think Cox will do better this time, but I don't know if he can overcome Wes Moore. They're going to do everything they can to align him with Trump and the problems with the Trump administration. Like you said, he needs to stay focused and start nailing more on the skyrocketing cost of utilities, the key bridge, the affordability issues in Maryland. I don't want to, but I'm planning my exit strategy for my retirement, especially if Moore wins re-election. That is Firefighter John. Thanks, John, for that. Gene is in Bel Air. Good morning, Gene.
How you doing, buddy?
Fine, sir.
All righty. Hey, I really love Maggie's laugh. You could tell her that for me. She cracks me up.
She cracks all of us up, Gene.
She does. She's so funny. I asked Kristen that you think Trump's endorsement would help Mr. Cox. And she said he already endorsed Mr. Cox last time. Do you think it might help this time?
I think, unfortunately, much of the Democrat Party is Trump deranged in this state. I think much of the Republican establishment is Trump deranged, including the former governor, Lockdown Larry. So I think Trump is careful with his endorsements. He doesn't just throw them out there willy-nilly. I don't think there will be an endorsement this time by the president of Dan Cox. And I think if I were Dan Cox, I would understand why. He's got to run on the issues. I don't know how much endorsements encourage people, but they can certainly turn people off, as they did in 2022. So, I don't think there'll be an endorsement, and I think Cox is going to have to run without it.
Yeah, he's going to stand on his own, I guess.
Absolutely. The issues are in his favor. The question is, how do you frame these issues to the folks in Baltimore City, Prince George's County, Montgomery County? Those are the three jurisdictions where their bills are going up. They're getting hit hard with tax increases. Their quality of life is suffering in this state under this governor, and that's what he's got to do. He's got to point that out.
Right. One more thing. You guys once in a while throw something in there about a Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a new divorce Barbie out now.
Oh, really?
It comes with all the Ken stuff. And the reason why they're getting a divorce is because Ken's moving to Connecticut with G.I. Joe.
Right. Oh, no. All right, Gene, thanks so much. Appreciate that. I got to end with a little levity. Tom is in Parkville. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. To kind of tag off of what you said about Baltimore County, I saw the numbers, and Dan got shelled. I mean, he really is like 60-20 or something in that range. And he, in my opinion, he's number one to win Baltimore County, first off. That's the first thing.
Right.
I would recount what happened in 2022 when the Baltimore County Central Committee didn't get their choice. Kelly Schultz was picked by Hogan. They were very sullen, and they decided at that point that any signage or support would be very generic. Even Democrats were laughing at their signs. You know, that's kind of a problem. I was in the room when this was all going on. You got to be kidding me. So I don't know that they're going to rise to the occasion at this time, but I seriously doubt it. They don't want to support Dan Cox, even to the point where I was door knocking, lip dropping last time around. I'll tell you which candidate, but there were several. I was doing some lip drops. And Councilman Mark called and said, don't put my stuff with his because I don't support Dan Cox. And this is the kind of stuff. And further, zooming forward, what will all of these electeds who step forward to endorse Ed Hale, what will they do now? This just seems like a Kelly Schultz part two.
It could be, and I think that you got Chris West and Wade Karch. They're history, thank goodness. I hope Dave Marks follows. I hope he's not far behind. Here's the point. My only question to the Republican Central Committee in Baltimore County and to all these others on the county council, with the exception of Councilman Mangione and others, and thanks for your call, Tom, do you want another 4 years of Wes Moore? If that's what you want, keep acting in your childish manner. Again, Democrats know how to circle the wagons. You better learn. Take a page out of their playbook. Learn how to circle the wagons. You may not love Dan Cox. You may not like the fact that your candidate lost. But for the betterment of this state, you better learn how to deal with it and circle the wagons. Otherwise, you're going to be in the wilderness from the outside looking in for decades. 8:30, time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Dan Cox has won the Republican nomination for Maryland's next governor and will face off with incumbent Wes Moore in November in a rematch for who will lead the state moving forward. Cox, 51, overtook Republican Ed Hale to win the nomination in the primary election. Rob Cropper won with Cox to become Maryland's lieutenant governor. In 2022, Cox was unsuccessful at gaining the Republican nomination in the gubernatorial election and also failed to be elected elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2024. And Baltimore is making some of its biggest policy bets in years on how the city grows, redevelops vacant properties, and raises tax revenue, with Mayor Brandon Scott signing a package of 29 bills that will shape everything from future development projects to the fate of abandoned buildings. Among the most significant changes, owners of vacant and abandoned properties will eventually face tax rates four times higher than the standard city rate in an effort to push more buildings back into productive use. And Baltimore officials are preparing for an influx of visitors as Sail 250 Maryland and Air Show Baltimore arrives this week, bringing tall ships, military vessels, aerial demonstrations, and waterfront festivals to the city. The free, family-friendly event runs from June 24th through July 1st and is expected to draw thousands of residents and tourists to locations throughout Baltimore, including the Inner Harbor, Fells Point, North Locust Point, and Baltimore Peninsula, scheduled for June 26th through the 28th, and will feature international tall ships, U.S. Navy and Coast Guard vessels, performances by the U.S. Blue Angels, flight demonstration squadron, military, and historic aircraft flyovers. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the northeast side of the Beltway hard hit this morning. There was a wreck at one point that had everything blocked on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard and Cromwell Bridge. They're still blocking the left-hand lane. And there was a wreck on the inner loop on the opposite side coming over to Providence Road. So one side of the Beltway coming in from Parkville and Overly and over through there, backed up beyond the bridge at Bel Air Road. We can see traffic exiting at Bel Air, at Hartford, at Perrin Parkway. The inner loop with that wreck earlier in the left-hand lane is slow all the way back towards 83. So a lot of slow traffic there on the northeast side. You're really not out of it yet. Once you leave Lock Raven Boulevard, all of that traffic that was backed up is slowing and trying to make its move over towards 83. There's a big speed reduction there. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway just cleared to the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 29. We're still losing a lane. There's a big backup on I-95 northbound. The wreck is coming up from the Capitol Beltway between 198 and the bridge at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Wednesday morning. For the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies, less humidity, and temps in the 80s. We'll be heating back up on Thursday and tracking our next weather maker come Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds' three-game winning streak is over.
Shawell, the fly ball, right center field, hit pretty well. Tavares back, so is Kowser near the wall, and it's gone! It hit that LED board in right center. Shawell powers it out. The Angels have a 2-0 lead.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on ABTV. First baseman Nolan Shawell with his sixth home run of the year off Shane Baz in the first, and that's all the Angels needed last night. 5-1 over Baltimore. It's the sixth straight time this year the Birds have been denied their fourth win in a row. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if he could put his finger on just why that is.
No, I mean, our guys have the same energy, the same work
prep, everything going into the game, it's just get over that hump.
Leody Taveras had the Birds' lone run batted in as Baltimore hits the season's halfway point at just 38-43 on the year in fourth place, 10.5 back in the East, 2 games out of the third wild card spot. Wizards great John Wall first met A.J. DeBonta at a Benihana restaurant when the future NBA prospect was about to enter ninth grade. Years later, Wall's former team held the NBA's number one pick.
With the first pick in the 2026 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Anise DeBonta Jr. from Brigham Young University.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver at the podium yesterday. 6'9", small forward A.J. DeBonta is a Wizard, the team's first overall pick since John Wall in the year 2010. DeBonta led the nation last year with 25.5 points per game. He was a first-team All-American. Ravens with an announcement this morning, hiring Kyle Humans as their new radio play-by-play guy.
Now they put a wide receiver in motion, fake the sweep, has a lead blocker, he turns the corner. Milrow keeps it inside the 10, he'll reach for the pylon. Jalen Milrow with his 18th rushing score has Alabama on the board first.
And that was Humans working last year's Auburn-Alabama game for the Compass Sports Network, where he called games in the SEC, ACC, Big 12, and Big 10. He replaced 20-year veteran Jerry Sandusky, who announced his retirement back in April. Happy birthday today to the greatest active soccer player in the world.
Messi flying forward.
The great Lionel Messi turns 39 today with 18, owner of the record for most goals scored in World Cup history. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here with Casey and Company. We're talking primary election results from last night, and it really was a very low turnout maybe affected by rain. I think the other thing that, you know, again, the place where there was great turnout was in CD 5 and CD 6, where you had a lot of Democrat competition there for the open seat being vacated by Steny Hoyer, and that big race with David Trone and April McCain Delaney. But the rest of the congressional districts were snoozers, except for, look, wasn't even close. Mark Conway got blitzed, man. He got smoked by Kwesi Mfume. And so it was the night for incumbents and a night for the unopposed. But there were some interesting races in the Senate and the House. Over in the Senate and here in Maryland, Electric Bill Ferguson fended off the naked guitarist Bobby LePin, 57-43. So not much of a challenge there. In Senate 6 here in Maryland, Johnny Ray Sailing did defeat Daniel Eisenhart. That got a little ugly between the two, with restraining orders being taken out and everything, by about 16 points. In Senate 41, Dahlia Adar, Orthodox Jewish woman who's been under indictment by the feds, she loses to Malcolm Ruff easily, 61-39 on the Democrat side of the aisle. All over in the House in District 5, sad to see Sally Taylor did not make it through. She's a good woman, good conservative, but she was running up against the slate, and sometimes it's very difficult to overcome that. In the House of Delegates, District 34B, a very close race, Jake Taylor and Shariah Yousefi within about 2.5 points. So that one may still have to go to the mail-in ballots and so on and so forth there. And really, it wasn't much of a surprise. Derek Howell, by the way, did win in 35B on the Republican side fairly easily by about 10 points in that race. So that was, I think, expected, I would say, for the most part.
And so that's pretty much it. There wasn't much action based on the, as I said, low turnout, a lot of unopposed candidates going straight through. Some of them, because they won the Democrat primary, will now become the nominee going forward. So, but again, a lot of incumbents, especially on the Democrat side, a lot of incumbents winning their races. And as I said, a great night for the Nino Mangione slate as well. Let's take a phone call here from Herb in Baltimore. Good morning, Herb.
Hi. I just wanted to give you some facts and some life lessons learned that people may need to know. So the facts of the matter is Maryland, since the Republican Party became a Republican Party, Maryland has never had a Republican in charge. As far as what I mean in charge, they've never had the Senate and the Congress and the governor all be Republicans at the same time. We have had Republican governors, which, like Bob Ehrlich, was great. I used to be a caterer. I catered 14 different parties for him and for all different kinds of people that are in office, Republicans and Democrats. And some of the people were great. Some of them, not so much. But the problem is people don't realize what they're electing when you're electing a governor. A governor is nothing more than a manager. And if you're hiring somebody because of a race like they have done in Maryland, Maryland is hiring somebody like Wes Moore. He gets a lot of votes because he's black and because he is a very staunch liberal. The same thing has happened in Baltimore City. You can look it up. Baltimore City has never had the city council and the mayor all be Republican. They've always been there as a figurehead, and their votes have been voted down. The last time they had anybody close was Mayor Schaefer, who I loved, and I've been a Republican my entire life. And Mayor Schaefer was great. One of the things about life lessons is when I worked at Port Covington before they brought the tunnel through, when it was for the railroad. And people used to hear flack all the time because they didn't have some of the black guys who were there move up in positions of where they were leaders in the different gangs. And the reason they didn't, because our manager of that place, our supervisor, he was black, which was not anything bad. He was a younger black guy who could sign his name. The black guys that I worked with that were there for 30 years, this is the truth. They couldn't sign their name to get their check at the end of the 2 weeks. They would put an X. So when they would give him paperwork to go to someplace to do a repair or whatever, they knew exactly what to do. They were smart. They were great with doing that. But they couldn't read. They couldn't write. So the railroad at that point was getting pummeled because they were saying, you know, you're being racist by not hiring, you know, these black guys or moving these black guys up. But you couldn't move them up because they couldn't do the position. It's just like, and there's a reason I'm saying it, it's just like with the people they're hiring now to run Baltimore City.
I got to run, Herb. Thanks so much. I got to run. I'll analyze some of what you said here in just a second. Appreciate the call. We've got to get a traffic weather on the threes. Update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the outer loop at Lock Raven and Cromwell Bridge Road, northeast side, the left-hand lane still blocked at one point. Within 45 minutes ago, we had the whole damn beltway blocked off at that point. Now we're getting two lanes by, still backed up all the way back towards Bel Air Road. So Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Northern Parkway, still the way to go there. There was a wreck on the inner loop, and the inner loop at one point had a wreck right around Providence Road. That was in the left-hand lane, and the inner loop is backed up all the way back towards 83. So it's gridlock right now on the northeast side, and it's not going away anytime soon. Even if they pulled out of here right now, it'd still take a half an hour or more for the traffic to get through there. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the shoulder now. Big delays, though. Outer loop approaching Route 29, and we're still looking at delays coming up from the Capitol Beltway. The wreck was northbound I-95 between 198 and Route 216. Heavy traffic still plodding along, still very slow at both the Harbor Tunnels, and then 95 is slow southbound from Camden Yards out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, cooler and highs in the 80s. And we're going to heat back up starting Thursday and Friday with a chance of rain by Friday. Right now we're looking at 67 and sunny in Parkville, 69 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance. Well, maybe professional sport leagues like Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, and others should take a page out of the book of our Olympians and our World Cup athletes. Case in point is that our Olympians embraced the Stars and Stripes, embraced our national anthem, sang it, stood at attention, hands over hearts, with pride, singing as they won the gold medal, as they competed. Nobody was kneeling. Nobody was looking the other way, scratching themselves, or doing whatever during our national anthem. Same now for our World Cup athletes. Team USA on Friday have adopted an American song, a one made popular by John Denver, as their rallying anthem as they defeated Australia 2-0 last Friday. And here's what it sounded like at the stadium in Seattle. Take me home, country roads. The U.S. will play Team Turkey on Thursday in a meaningless game before they advance to the final round of 16. Good luck to our World Cup soccer team as they have embraced America, as the rest of World Cup fans have done as well. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? And brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisters Town Road in Owings Mills, and for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Yeah, the other thing I want to point out is regarding our last caller, Herb in Baltimore. Again, I do remember when Governor Ehrlich was elected, and I do remember Governor Ehrlich telling me at the time that then Senate President Uncle Tom Mike Miller basically told him, "You got 2 years. 2 years. You got the first part of your first term." And it's probably going to be your only term, first term, to get whatever you want done. After that, we're not going to give you anything. And meaning the Democrats wouldn't. And that wasn't a progressive nutcase super lunatic supermajority. Those were just that's how the Democrats roll in this state. Then Lockdown Larry gets in, and of course he's got a supermajority against him, and half the stuff he vetoed got overridden anyway. Then he started acting like a Democrat and giving them everything they wanted anyway. So, again, so really the last real Republican that was elected was Bob Ehrlich. Okay? I don't know if we'll ever have a Republican elected again. I'm hoping we do. I'm hoping Dan Cox can break the skid. But Herb is right in one aspect. Unless you send reinforcements to Annapolis, unless you send troops, and this is where the Maryland GOP has dropped the ball in recruiting candidates, funding candidates, finding candidates. And again, how many of these unopposed, how many of these incumbents aren't worried at all because they don't even have any opposition, for God's sake? So, again, let's say, miracle of miracles, Dan Cox is able to pull off the upset this fall based on, I think, a tarnished Westmore in office. What kind of help is he going to get? Is he going to get any reinforcements down there? How many real Republicans down there will support Dan Cox? How many will secretly undermine him? And as we've seen now in this state. This is a time for choosing. This is a come-to-Jesus moment, I think, for the Maryland Republican Party. Either you're going to choose the path to become a force for good and represent the people of this state, or you're going to continue to vote your own interests, okay? And that's just to share power with the Democrats and pick off a few meaningless victories and stupid bills here or there. Look, Nino Mangione had a tough road to hoe. In Baltimore County, the demographics have changed. But he's doing the best he can to put conservatives in office. And so far, he's halfway there. Got a big general election coming up in the fall for all of these candidates. But that's the kind of warrior mindset and attitude we need. Not these fold-up-the-tent Republicans that have been dominating our party for decades. It's 8:50, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
The previous owners of Giovanni's Restaurant now manage the Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air, and now offer great Giovanni's menu items at Main Street Tower for indoor and outdoor dining. Main Street Tower Restaurant opens 7 days a week for some of the best dining found in Maryland. Enjoy affordable, upscale cuisine inspired by the famous legacy of Giovanni's at Main Street Tower Bel Air. Stop by today or find them online. MainStreetTower.com. That's MainStreetTower.com.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's Jarvis Appliance. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
I should point out, in the Baltimore County executive's race, there is an independent running. His name is Rob Daniels. And so it'll be Julian Jones versus Pat Dyer versus Rob Daniels this fall. My thought on independents is I just don't understand, like I don't understand the unaffiliated voter in a closed primary like the state of Maryland. Why? Why would you even do that? It's mystifying to me. And again, I understand people want to run as an independent, but in a two-party system, and especially in a state that is run lock, stock, and barrel by the Democrats, independents have very slim chance of success. Not to discourage it, but I just think that you'd be better off picking a lane and driving in that one. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Catch a little traffic lingo there, a little traffic segue.
Yeah, good try.
Wasn't impressing, huh?
It sucked.
Thank you for your candor.
That's my professional opinion.
Yes, I know.
And I'm stuck with it. No, I understand you. It's like me trying to do talk shows. You know.
But maybe one day we'll do that.
I'll come in one day with you.
Yeah, one day we'll do that. We'll have some
and
fun.
We'll be, as long as we can be unedited and uncensored, it'd be fun.
Well, that might lose us our license, so we'll probably have to rethink that.
Well, we'll just have to keep the finger on the button the whole time.
All right.
All right. Northbound 95, Prince George's County, the straight-through lanes now are better. The service lane here at 198, we had the wreck earlier, was up between 198 and Route 216. So the service road off to the right side is still backed up. The main line looks a lot better than it did about 25 minutes ago. The outer loop wreck on the Capitol Beltway at Route 29 was on the shoulder. That's still going to be slow from New Hampshire Avenue. Now we're dealing with this situation on the Parkville side of the Beltway and through Towson. We had the big wreck on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard, still blocking the left-hand lane. Problem is where the accident is, you don't know it's there as you're coming down from Perrin Parkway till you get right on top of the wreck. And then you suddenly have to go, oh, I got to get over to the center and the right. Backed up to Bel Air Road on the outer loop through there. The inner loop has been backed up all the way back over towards 83. JFX, good. West Side Beltway, good. Still some delays. Heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. And then 95 is still busy after Camden Yards and out to the Beltway on the southwest side. Late arriving crowd today. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, cooler, 80s for the high today. Tomorrow, heat back in the area with mid to upper 80s, and then the next chance for showers or storms on Friday. It's sunny at 68 in Forest Hills, 70 in Dundalk. The other really close race is in the Carroll County State's Attorney's race, where George Soros. Running against Alan Culver, and last I checked, he was up by a couple percentage points. So that one may go to mail-in ballots and so on and so forth. But that's a pretty close one. Culver, of course, has been the establishment guy for a while in Carroll County. So that would be a interesting big victory in Carroll County. By the way, today on the 54th anniversary of the signing of Title IX, which was actually yesterday, I'm sorry, U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opened a new investigation into the Maryland State Department of Education, Montgomery County, Prince George's County, and Frederick County Public Schools in Maryland. They have determined whether the districts violated Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 through policies that permit boys to participate on girls' athletic teams and access girls' intimate facilities. According to the complaint, Maryland's statewide guidance and district-level policies require schools to allow boys to compete in girls' athletics and to use girls-only locker rooms, restrooms, and overnight accommodations. The complaint further alleges that when girls objected to sharing sex-separated spaces with boys, these districts placed the burden on those girls to seek alternative facilities, including distant single-user restrooms, rather than enforcing sex-based protections guaranteed under federal law. Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Kimberly Ritchie says that the practice of allowing students to access sex-separated programs and facilities based solely on self-asserted gender identity is deeply troubling and raises significant legal concerns. 54 years after Title IX was signed into law, the Trump administration remains steadfast to enforce its promise to protect women and girls. We'll fully investigate these allegations and take appropriate action to ensure compliance with federal law. Yeah, and that's a policy that Westmore and the Democrats, I'm shocked that Carrie Wright is signed on to that one as the superintendent of Maryland State Schools, but they have. And finally, arrest was made in the Towson Circle murder. The suspect, Reginald Gray Jr., charged with first-degree murder in the killing of Nazir Majid. Again, they're now attributing this to road rage. On June 5th, Majid was driving north on York Road when Gray ran a red light and Chesapeake Avenue and cut Majid off. At the next intersection, Majid pulled up next to Gray, then cut in front of him. As the cars approached the traffic circle, Majid merged back into the right lane. That's when Gray opened fire on his car. So it does appear to be road rage involved in that unfortunate and tragic murder. And we'll see what they're able to do. It'll be up to Sarah David now as the Baltimore County State's Attorney if she wins in the fall. All right, Rescue Natural Supplements. Let me remind you, men, if you want to remain strong, a strong muscle strength, strong libido, if you want to have that feelings of vitality that begin, look, we start to lose testosterone at the age of 25, and that can lead to a loss of muscle mass and strength and so on and so forth. So Rescue Prime RX is available right now, as well as Rescue Active Flex, which helps you recover from those strenuous workouts. And right now you can buy one, get one free when you use the coupon code FEELSTRONG. That's FEELSTRONG. Feel strong when you buy one, get one free of either Prime RX or ActiFlex at Rescue Natural Supplements. Just call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can log online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. I'm sure sure Kim has a lot to say about the election results of yesterday here on her program right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.